We're on.
Choose your next words carefully. Bye-bye. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I enjoyed it, baby. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay. Release the Kraken!
Yeah, I am the Kraken. I am the one who's going to disturb you. I'm the one who's going to make you think. I'm going to make you think crazy and make you sound sane. I am Brian, with a capital B and ends with Ryan. And I'm not lying. It's Brian. Yay, me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. The ratings are still climbing higher and higher, just like Pat on a Saturday night. That's right. A. It's pretty good. Okay, today's show is Trump 2024 to save America. Oh, boy. Title, subtitle, The Traitor of the United States of America. I wrote this, by the way. The Traitor of the United States of America might win. It's just show you people hate America. That's right. We're going to examine this. And, you know, and another thing, this goes out to a very special little girl. Well, she's not a little girl. A very special lady. I will not name her. But we talk about spiritual stuff, cosmic stuff, ghosts, UFOs, conspiracy theories. You know, basic talk like everybody else talk about. And if we have time, what I think we do, because I'm on in a weird hour and I didn't give enough time for people to realize I'm on, we're going to get into the, which I promised last week, do you have a spiritual guide? And are spiritual angels exist? By the time the show is over, you will know they will exist. Yes, you will, you little bastards. You each have an angel on your shoulder. It's a guardian angel. And you don't know it. But sometimes when you're lonely, you're down, you don't know what to do, Pornhub's down and you can't get it up on your phone, you can always ask your spiritual angel. Say, spiritual angel, yeah, Brian, I can't get Pornhub. Oh, just a minute. And next thing you know, my spiritual angel will send me porn. God bless him. I named my spiritual angel Fred, just like the cat. That's right. So we have time. We'll talk about spiritual angels. But I want to introduce my spiritual angel, Pat Oberlein. Oberlein.
Hi there.
Over everything. Hello, Pat.
Oberlein, dear.
Oberlein, dear. Oberlein. Patty. This show is brought to you by the best sponsor in the world, Patricia Oberlein, or Oberlein, or Oberlein Deer. You might know her as Oberlein Deer. Patricia Oberlein. Bakery, home of patty cakes. That's right. Patty cake baker's man puts it in the oven and she makes it as fast as she can. That's what she does with her little chemical thing in the back. You can't miss her. There's a big volcano going on over there in Niagara Falls and it's ready to blow, baby. It's ready to blow.
My grandson calls it the science experiment.
Exactly. She's up to doing her mad scientist work. It's alive. The volcano's alive. The hills are alive. And we also have another angel who came into the studio. You may know her, the angel. The other angel. Melissa. Welcome, Melissa.
Melissa.
She's the other angel on your shoulder.
Yeah, the demon, right?
Yeah.
No.
She's the one that says, every time I want to do something, and Melissa will appear on my shoulder, stop it. No, stop it. There you go. That's my Melissa angel. Stop it. Don't be a moron. Thank you, Melissa.
No, that's Laverne.
That's Laverne. No, Laverne's angel is like, how you doing, funny man? You think you're funny, don't you, funny boy?
Yeah.
That's Laverne.
She'll call you out.
She does call me out. Laverne, good morning, Laverne. I know she's listening. Welcome, Laverne. How are you? Hey, everybody. We got away from politics for a while for good reason. If you're a fan of the show, then you need some medication. If you're not, I explain. We did three years of politics ever since Trump left office. Every day, we're tired of it. It doesn't go away.
No,
Trump
we were
is like
doing
herpes.
It before.
I
we were
know,
doing
right?
it before. Oh, yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
Trump is like a bad case of herpes. It'll go away, then it'll come back worse. That's what he is. It's a bad case of herpes. You know, is John there? Do I hear John?
You didn't hear him. He's being silent.
Oliver. It's Oliver.
Oh, and Oliver. One day, I'm going to leave this legacy that when I go, Oliver will take over the show. Hello, my little Oliver. Big
Say
O.
Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
Nope, he's in a bad mood today.
He'll do good as a host. Get out of here. Get out of my room.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
You're out of here.
Uh-huh.
See, I trained him young to be a good host. Mm-hmm. That'll take me. He takes no tomfoolery going on here. And John, welcome to the show, John. You may be listening and you may be quiet, but I guarantee you by the time the show is over, you're not going to be quiet anymore because I'm going to ruffle your feathers, eh? That's what I do. Fred's really quiet this morning. He's throwing me off. Usually I'm hearing, meow, meow, meow. Fred, what happened to Fred? Mr. Fred?
He's looking out the back window.
He's getting the hell out of Dodge. this guy's on. Get me the hell out of here. Oh, I see a bird. Let me eat it. Here we go. Everybody, title Trump 2024 to save America. The traitor of the United States of America might win. This is what I wrote. The traitor of the United States of America might win. Just show you people hate America. And that's true. And I said it as a joke, but it's kind of true. You know, I'm thinking Trump did a good job in going into weak people's minds, you know, the weak minds of America. And he taught them to hate the government, not trust the government, and only he can fix it. And they bought in on it. They bought in on it. The government's bad. It's corrupt. America's bad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make America great again. Great again? I'm going to bring back slavery. I'm going to bring back abortion. I'm going to bring back all the terrible shit that we got over that's in the Constitution. I'm going to change the Constitution. And if anybody goes against me, I will attack you. Because I am a dictator. Sometimes without the dictator, I'm just a dick. But, you know, the dick is going to win. He's going to win. And it will serve us right. We don't deserve to have a good person in the White House. We don't. We are a very hateful country. We are a very vengeful country. Other countries around the world look at us and say, look at them. Just look at them. They're bullies. They're hateful. And they look at us and say, if you kind of people elect Trump, what kind of people are you? They look at us like that. They're thinking all Americans are a piece of shit. They do. I like to tell you that if he does win, and he will, we got a lot of shitheads in America. God bless the shitheads. God bless them. You know, what kind of deranged man? Forget it. I'm not going to even go into it. It pisses me off to even talk about this dope. But we're going to get right to the peoples. The peoples have spoken. And on Twitter, this is what the peoples are saying. The peoples are saying only Donald Trump can save America. The people are speaking up. They want Trump 2024. I am voting for Trump. Trump writes, thank you. Together we will make America great again. And here's a black guy talking about making America great because he likes Trump. You know, people don't remember Donald Trump. And this is why I think Americans are dumb fucks. We are dumb fucks of America because Donald Trump's father was so bad that they had to kick him out of, was it Austria? That they kick him out of the country and they had to change their name and they came to the United States of America. And here's the irony of it. Trump wants to keep people out of America, and if we did that, his father would have never came to America. But Trump's father was so hated in his own country that he had to leave and change his name. But he didn't stop there. He decided to buy a lot of apartment buildings as a slumlord. And he was a racist motherfucker that you would not believe. He was very racist. And the hood doesn't fall far from the tree. Trump just put it on as a baby. He thought it was a diaper. That's right. It doesn't fall from the tree. Trump is like that. Trump is the worst shit stain of America. And I give up. And the people who defend this guy, who does fraud, he's a rape. Trump says something that's so stupid. I can't even say it. I'm going to play it. Because if I said it, you're going to go, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. You want to hear what he said? You want to hear what he said? Anybody?
Yeah. I don't want to, but I'll take the bite.
Well, exactly. Well, we have to know. This is what Trump said. Where is he at? Here's what Trump said about. Does anybody know who Al Capone is? Anybody know?
Yeah.
Does anybody know who Al Capone is?
One
yes.
Brilliant trick to okay. Eat
your home in 90
seconds.
Well, for those of you who don't know who Al Capone is, we talk about, you know, a killer and mafioso and blah, blah. You know who it is. So here's what Trump said. Here's what Trump said. Listen to this. And this is a guy from British. This is a British guy who is a cousin of Canada. But here we go. Listen to this.
And in a moment, I'm going to bring you some new and frankly disturbing details about the stabbing of Derek Chauvin, the cop whose killing of George Floyd touched off the 2020 Summer of Love riots with a weird but I'm sure completely coincidental link to the FBI. But first, let's check in with the quite likely next president of the United States, Donald Trump, talking to voters in Iowa just about now about Joe Biden.
And I'm very glad they didn't give me any notes, because if I did, I would have been reading. I would have been saying, thank you, lady. Here's Biden. Thank you. I saw something the other day that was incredible. He's taking questions. And again, I wouldn't talk this way, but he indicted me. Can you imagine? I got indicted. I never heard the Wharton School of Finance, they didn't have a subject on you get indicted.
You never heard the word indicted. School of Finance, you never hear the word indicted. Have you heard the word fraud? Fraud. Even in Sesame Street, it's the letter F today. You can see Kermit going, or what was it, Sesame Street, the letters or whatever, the letter
yep,
F today.
It was.
Fraud. I'm sure you heard the word fraud, bastard, but and he's surprised, but this from his own lips. Listen to this guy.
He's taking questions. And again, I wouldn't talk this way, but he indicted me. Can you imagine? I got indicted. I've never heard the Wharton School of Finance, they didn't have a subject on you get indicted. It wasn't like something you think about, right? My father, my mother and father, they're looking down. My son got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Don't forget, Al Capone was the toughest, meanest guy. If you had dinner with him and if he smiled the wrong way, where he thought you were maybe smiling about him or mocking him, you were dead. You were a dead person. Scarface, you ever hear? Al Capone, Scarface. That was where the movie came from. He had a scar from here to here, and he didn't get that scar from playing tiddlywinks. Do we agree? He got indicted one time. I got indicted four times.
Think about that for a minute. You're bragging that the worst guy in the world who would kill you with a smile got indicted once, and you're bragging that you indicted four times. You're bragging that you got indicted four times. Usually in other countries and decent people, that's a shameful thing. This guy's boasting about this. He's boasting about this. Here you go.
Scarface. That was where the movie came from. He had a scar from here to here, and he didn't get that scar from playing tiddlywinks. Do we agree? He got indicted one time. I got indicted four times for nothing, for nothing.
Yes, the comedy stylings of Donald J. Trump. Anyway, of course, it's Christmas time, and that can only mean one thing, the annual lighting of the White House Christmas tree. But this being the Biden administration, well, not everything's going to go to plan, right? I mean, look, it started off well enough with an event producer whipping up the hand-picked crowd to cheer their favorite president.
Stand by applause. And applause, applause, applause.
Happy holidays. For over 100 years, we gathered together to light the national Christmas tree.
Shades of the infamous please clap moment. Hey, by the way, has anyone seen Jeb Bush lately? Maybe he's doing events at the White House.
Wow, they are mocking us crazy in Australia. Look at that. We're a laughing stock in Australia. Love? Australia.
A judge put on a gag order.
And here's Donald Trump. Here's Donald Trump.
Folks,
talking about...
take a moment.
Here's Joe Biden pleading for your vote. Listen to this.
Single donation goes unnoticed. I'm serious. I know with everything going on in your life, it's easy to forget your impact. But think back to where we were a few years ago, and look at where this country is now. That's you. That's your impact. You've changed America for the better, and I really mean it. And look, it'd mean the world to me if you chipped in to help me finish the job.
How do you feel about our president begging for money? Look, it'd mean the world for me if we chipped in. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like I'm back in high school, like, hey, Brian, let's get some beer. Okay, everybody chip in. It'll mean the world to me. You know, think for where we were 6 months ago when we couldn't have a car and we couldn't go to the liquor store and we didn't get our fake IDs. But now that we have it, I want everybody to chip in for some beer. It's for a good cause. You know, we'll be chipping in. I like Biden, but when you have these leaders begging for money all the time, isn't it disgraceful? What happened to shame? Mean the world to me if you chipped in. I'm going to try that. Hello, folks. I'm Brian. Yeah, I have a radio station. You know, I got bills. Pat just raised her rates, and she doesn't even read my tarot cards anymore because I can't afford it. She doesn't take food stamps. She doesn't take recycled cans or food stamps. I just don't know what my future lies. It'll mean the world to me if you could chip in. I got Oliver right now ready to take over my show. He has more money. He has more money in his little diaper pension. Please help me. It's just so wrong, isn't it? You're a millionaire. It's so wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Today a judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it, and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional.
Oh, okay.
The good thing is we have so much.
Okay, yeah. Let me search the Constitution about criticizing people. Nope, can't find one. I found something about free speech. I found something about you have the right to carry arms. But I didn't find anything about thou shalt not criticize people. Did not find it. So it's unconstitutional. Here's the brain of a serial killer. You know, it's really unconstitutional that I can't threaten people. I can't criticize people. I can't send death threats to people and judges and everything and telling America is rigged. I cannot do that. It's a shame. It's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. That's what it is.
Support, it's incredible. So, and it just makes it even more so. Look, I'm the only guy that ever got indicted. I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Al Capone? If you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident. But he was Scarface. But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out. He was only indicted one time. I've been indicted four times. And in addition, I have these civil trials that are all coming out of the Justice Department. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI.
Yeah, true. I mean, who knew that the FBI and the Justice Department would go after frauds and criminals and rapists? I mean, my God, what's happening to America? What's going on here? I mean, I tried to blackmail a country called Ukraine. I mean, come on. I would help them if they do me
a
favor. Yeah, I tried to blackmail them. Come on, and then they have the nerve to indict me. It's unconstitutional. I'm a crook. How dare they indict a crook? I'm only running for president because I got so many civil lawsuits and so many criminal lawsuits that I'm only running for president so I can get rid of them and pardon myself. And don't forget, I call them hostages. You know, the same people who stormed the Capitol, killed three people, overthrew the government, who put feces in the White House, put their foot on Nancy's desk because they don't respect government. And then they got arrested because they hit the flagpoles and they were killing people, spraying mace on people, threatening people, coming with guns. Now they got caught for justice. I don't know why they did it. Breaking and entering is the least of their worries. But we arrested them. They're not prisoners. They're hostages. Now, I want you to think about what he's saying here. Think about what he's saying. You're in the United States of America, and these people broke the law for him. And he says they're not criminals, they're hostages. So the United States of America are holding hostages. And he's thinking that would get caught on. Nobody's saying that for him. He's thinking he can do slang, you know, little things that'll catch on. But for him to think that the United States of America, who arrested these people on criminal, they had a trial and everything, they even admit what they did. They admit that he was the one who got them jacked up, and they're going to the Capitol, and he was supposed to be there with them, and he wasn't there. And they got arrested for doing bad, bad things, and he calls them hostages because they did it for him. This is a dictator from a country saying that you try to overthrow the government, and you didn't succeed, but now you're caught. And now you're not prisoners, you're hostages, because the United States of America government got you. You're hostages. This is what this man is saying. This is exactly what this man is saying.
He's insane.
He is insane. He's nuts. Now, to respect, there are certain people who like Donald Trump. We will not name them because we want to protect the innocent John. But some people believe I know. Pat didn't even laugh like, I'm not laughing at that funny boy. I got to live with him.
Hey, yeah, well, he's not in the room right now. So.
Good. I'm glad he's not. I'm glad he's not. Pat will be packing her bags. I'm coming to stay with you, Brian. I go, yay.
Yep.
Let me get a cot in the garage. You and Mr. Fred. Come on over, guys. Oh, boy. But you know what? I said it true. I did. If you look at my post, and a lot of you guys can't see the marquee, but if you look at marquee, there's some beautiful pictures. But I said it true. The traitor of the United States of America might win. Just shows you people hate America. And when I say they hate America, they are true. I'm telling you the truth. They hate the government, so they think Trump could fix it. This is no love for the government. This is not love for the United States of America. This is pure fuck you. Donald Trump is the middle finger of America government. We're sending in our middle finger, you. That's what Americans are saying. These people who vote for Trump, nothing less. We're tired of the government. We hate the government. We don't like how they're corrupt. They're blah, 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 blah. We're going to send in Trump. That's our big fuck you, America. They hate America. They do. They do. It even sounds more creepy when I whisper, they do. They do. They do. They do. Me and Melissa have a good friend, the Hawk. The Hawk. At times like this, we need to hear the logical person, the person that we give us inspiration, our motivational speaker. The Hawk is our motivation
right.
speaker. You know?
Yeah.
And when we're low.
I have a quick question if I could ask. Pat,
sure.
Why does John like Trump?
I have
just
no
curious.
Clue. No clue. It's just as confusing to me as it is to you.
Wow.
He just thinks he's cool or...
No, I don't know what he thinks. We don't discuss it to avoid, incidents.
Yeah.
You know, there's just some things you don't talk about with your partner.
Yeah. And that would be one.
That would be one. Politics is one. What? You know, Cindy was listening to the show last time I was on. Now, she's a Democrat. I'm a kid, but Cindy's Democrat part two, you know, to the 10th degree. And she was hearing people talk. She was hearing people talk, and she was hearing Stanley talk. And she loves Stanley. I'm going to put it out there right now. She loves Stanley. I'm just going to put it out there, okay? But she was listening, and she goes, are you fucking kidding me? I go, baby, I'm on the show. I'm working here. I'm working here. And she would be quiet. And Stanley would go on about Trump, and then she heard John go on about Trump. And I have never seen the look on her face. It's like she had a stroke. It was a weird look. I knew she was going to blow. I felt the heat on my back, and she was staring. I kind of turned around, and I didn't want to turn around, but I did. And she had that face going, are you really fucking kidding me, those fucking morons? Baby, I'm working here. They are crazy. Sweetheart, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. How can these people think that?
I was choking on my sandwich, but that's okay.
Yeah. And then what really made her go mad, and God bless her, when John says Trump is good for America, I heard a rumbling that I haven't rumbled before. You know, I'm going, uh-oh, calm down, baby. And her face was so red. And she said in a calm voice, how could he think that Trump is good for him? I said, he's from Canada, baby. She goes, oh, that explains it. those Canadians.
I have no clue either, and I love what
I know. But she heard you. She goes, oh, okay, Pat's good. Okay, Pat's good. Then she heard Melissa. I think Melissa. Yeah, she heard Melissa because she was talking. She goes, oh, good, Melissa's on there. Maybe we'll have some sense. But it didn't make it better because Melissa was kind of making sense, but all she did was encourage Stanley to talk, which got her crazy again. So that's how the show went. Melissa goes, Stanley, and Cindy will go, good, Melissa's on, good. Melissa's, at least she's a good one. And then Stanley will come back, well, beautiful. And Cindy goes, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Oh,
I really
Stanley.
Am.
After like 5 years of the Trump fight, right, about 5 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
It started before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Stanley. Yeah. Stanley just likes Trump.
He does. And there's people, you know, it's that she can't, it's not that she's mad as a Trumper, she just can't understand it.
I don't
you know.
Either.
She can't, thank you, Melissa, mm-hmm. thank you. It's just like, I'm not mad
either.
At you, I just don't understand it.
I don't comprehend it at all.
I don't either.
You said it all in a nutshell. We have people that are mad at the government. They were mad at the government beforehand. And let's be honest, the government does lie.
Yeah.
And screw the people over. But he's not going to fix it. He's worse than anybody.
Yes.
How can you have he's the worst devil of them all, right?
Exactly. But you know, Melissa, it's even worse. People think he's a messiah. I mean, it gets even worse than
that. Yes.
My brother sent me something, and they're talking about Trump is God.
Yeah.
And Trump's going to lead him. You know, it's like, here's the thing. It's like, it is, right? And some of the Republicans here, they do.
And there's a correlation between these people and pro wrestling. That's part of it. They love wrestling. They do.
I guess.
A lot of them love wrestling.
I guess.
So they like it's fake.
I know.
No, it's just real fake.
It's
Biden is terrible, too. Let's be honest. Biden is terrible.
Mm.
I know you like him.
I
Cindy's
do.
Cindy's not there, right? Okay.
Right, because Cindy's not here. She left my balls with me, so I have them on now. But yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. One ball fell down. Just a minute.
Okay.
They're back. They're back.
I mean, come on. What has he done?
Well,
now
he has done a lot.
For money?
No, sweetheart. He has done a lot. You know, I'm going to tell you something. And this is a personal thing, and this is just my own observation, my personal, everybody's belief. You know how I am. Everybody has their own belief, but I have to chime in about mine, what he has done for me. Biden has done more for cancer than any other president in the United States. He has put, and there has been a lot of breakthroughs in cancer and cancer research when Biden was in office. And I do believe that. He predicted, and I do believe this, in 5 years from now, they're working so hard on it, and 5 years from now, there will be a pill that a person will be actually to take that can, I'm not going to say cure the cancer, but keep it at bay. Consider it like the HIV cocktail, and I think it's going to be something like that in 5 years. I really believe that. And Biden,
scary. Do you remember that movie that Will Smith was in, and they had the cure for cancer? Do you remember
I don't
that
remember that. No, which one was it called?
It's actually a good movie. It's, but everybody, the people that take it turn into a zombie. They found a cure for cancer. It's a good movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the president
is
involved. You want
cookies? It goes with the conspiracy theory, though. Right, Melissa? It's a conspiracy theory kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take the pill, you know, there's a repercussions of taking the pill, you know.
Oh, of course. Yep. Then your balls fall off. Right?
Yeah. Right. Jesus.
I will just fall into the middle one.
Wow. Wow. But he has, as far as I'm concerned, he has done a lot and brought attention to a lot of stuff. And he brought us through the pandemic with monies that people forgot, that I know that people are shutting down and in health care and all that. There's a lot of things that I like what he did. Now, when people say I don't like Biden, I understand. But let's say they take him out. Can you imagine Trump taking his place for those 4 years we just had?
No.
Imagine.
No.
And if you want to go the lesser of the two evils, I mean, do I wish there was somebody younger? You're damn right. Biden's 82.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying 82 is old, but I'm tired of my president looking around.
It's old.
You know, it's like, wow. Wow. That's all we got in the United States of America with all these professional men and blah, blah, blah. We got 80-year-old people saying four more years. Four more years, you'll be dead. Boo. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's 82 years old. If Biden gets elected, you know how old he'll be by the time he finishes office?
No.
87.
Hmm.
87 years old.
Yeah.
By the time he finishes office. That's almost 90 years old. He's the oldest president we ever had.
I don't think he'll be elected again.
Oh, no. Oh, you don't? I don't know. Mm-mm. The alternative is Trump.
Hmm.
That's
the
alternative.
Bad alternative.
That's the alternative.
Bad alternative.
See, we have to remind people, or I have to remind people, I'm no scholar. I mean, I paid people to take my classes in college. I did. Well, not me. My football coach paid people to take my classes. And I got pissed off because I was almost on the honor roll, and that fucker gave me a C. I don't know how we got him. Anywho, but I did study. And you got to remember, when we elect a president, he's not a dictator. Any laws that he changes or war that he must go, it has to go to the other two branches. We have guidelines, or what do you call those things? We do have buffers. A president cannot just work on a whim. He can make an executive order, but he cannot make an executive order like let's go to war or has something to do without the Constitution. We do have the Constitution to protect us. That's our law Bible. And presidents don't usually run the country. What happens, they have people surrounding them that give them advice and advisors. And so, as far as I'm concerned, the best advisor in the world was Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. She knew the players. She knew what to do. She was a tough bitch. I love Hillary. I love the boobie. But so we do have guidelines. So if, let's say Biden is elected again, don't think that Biden's going to be sitting there making a lot of decisions. He has advisors. He has other people around him. He has a vice president around him. I mean, if I go back to the beginning of Trump's story, how he got elected and what he did, he hired the best people around him. Trump was busy watching cable TV 24/7 while other people were running the country. And it's no big secret when Ronald Reagan went dementia on us that Nancy was running the country. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew Nancy was running the country in the last 2 years. Reagan was just walking around the White House in his diaper going, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. Ron, sit down. Mommy, Mother.
Yeah.
The last 2 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. Last 2 years. Mm. And people don't remember that. That's what it was. Nancy was running the country. And Nancy had the best. And these are Nancy had the best advice for people who were addicts. She had the best advice. You know what she said?
Just don't use drugs.
Exactly. Just say no. Oh, great, Nancy. Yeah. Great advice, Nancy,
awesome.
To all the addicts. Just say no.
Yep.
That was her advice. That was her drug doctor. Prevention program. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Look at it now. It's almost like it made it worse.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, tell me about it. And that brings us to sometimes when me and Melissa and probably Laverne, but we have to bring her in the fold. When we get down, we need a motivational speaker. We do.
Yep.
Somebody who brings us inspiration. Somebody who brings back what America is for. The voice that heals pain. The voice. We turn to the Hawk. Me and Melissa know him as the Hawk because we're good friends with him. Some people know him as Stephen Hawkins, the most brilliant mind of all. Now, this is Stephen Hawkins' real voice. This is his real voice. Here's Stephen Hawkins. Here's his real voice.
The man with the velvet voice.
Even though he had to use a student to interpret his failing speech.
He makes perfectly good sense there.
Yep.
Perfectly good
Keep
sense.
Keep it going. It's already making me feel better. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Listen to this.
Keep it going.
This is a this is our motivation speaker. You're right, Melissa. He makes us feel cuddly and comfy.
He does.
This is the voice of reason. Here's Stephen Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You said it, brother. Amen.
Did you hear what I said? The man with the velvet voice. He just was amazing.
Melissa. Just like butter. We call him butter voice.
Sorry, Pat. This is a long-standing joke. This goes way back. The Hawk.
The Hawk in his velvet voice. Here it is. Burn in hell, Brian. Burn in hell.
You won't burn in hell. You won't.
I know. Oh.
He wouldn't see anything special if he passed inside the back door.
That's how I sounded when I called Laverne and Melissa when I was on drugs. Laverne goes, what did he say?
Once you pass a certain critical point.
That's exactly how I sounded. All right, Brian, good night.
No, she said, take your phone off.
Get his phone.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Laverne.
Sound exactly how I sound. In my mind, I was saying, hello, Melissa. Hello, Laverne. I'm doing okay, but it came out like this. It came out like this.
And you'd never be able to get out again, no matter how much rocket power you used.
Oh, my God. Pat, you would have had to look at that.
Pardon?
We were so upset about Brian. We didn't know if he was dead or alive. We had King on the phone earlier. Then we call and hear that.
You laugh him so hard I can't understand you.
Oh, God.
We didn't know if Brian was dead or alive. Oh, but Brian finally called us.
And you'd never be able to get out again, no matter how much rocket power you
used. Oh, he's fine, Melissa. He's fine.
Oh my God!
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh God! Oh, what a good laugh, though. Yeah. It is true, Pat. That is basically what it's up.
That's how I sounded.
Really?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. The Hawks. he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Now there's another part of the show that Ellen would always say, oh, no, no, no.
I know.
Interviewed the smartest man in the world, remember?
She would. She would say that. So when we need some good inspiration and a motivation speaker, we will rely on the Hawk.
Always.
And Pat, do you remember who Stephen Hawkins were? Do you remember who you know who Steve? And and here's him on a good day. He's a professor, and they're going to introduce him. Now, I want you to you're in the audience, and you're listening to the most brilliant mind of the world. Hey, Stephen Hawking tickets. Yeah, you're scalping the tickets. Now they're going to introduce Stephen Hawking, and this is what you get.
Professor Stephen Hawking, in your handouts you'll find a very elaborate introduction, and you will find very interesting elements in it.
Oh, good.
As a distinguished educator, researcher, and public communicator, Stephen Hawking has had a transforming effect in his area and indeed all of science.
That's right.
We are deeply appreciative of his commitment to be with us and to share his views of the importance of applying technology to disabled persons.
Okay.
Professor Stephen Hawking.
Yay!
Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
Uh-oh. AI has just fucked him over. Poor
I think he fell out of his chair.
Technology has transformed the outlook for the disabled. People like me can now move around independently.
Wow, you sure can. I don't think I could do it.
That's enough. Don't even touch me. I have mascara. It was running down my face from laughing. Burning in my eyes. It was bad. It's more fun to think of talking to you on the phone after you're in the hospital. It was like, abort, abort mission, abort, you know?
Abort,
like, oh my
abort.
God.
Take the phone away, Cindy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she might have given you the phone.
It was like I said, well, you know, people don't know, and I think Melissa and Laverne would like to hear from me. I'd like to call him. Cindy goes, would you like to call him? I would like to call him. And I couldn't call on my phone. My hands were numb, so I had to hit the back of my hand like my knuckles because I couldn't. My fingers wouldn't work properly. She goes, here, let me do this. Okay. And I finally got to him. Hello? In my head, I was saying, hello, Melissa. Hello, Laverne. I'm doing fine. But all they hear was...
I think we talked to you maybe twice or three times.
Yeah.
And you were singing? Remember singing?
No, I don't.
You sure you were singing?
Oh,
Georgia
God.
On my mind. Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Oh, my God. Pat.
Yeah.
Like Laverne. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Not good. Not good.
Oh, my God. Hi, thank you for this laugh, because I have not laughed this hard for a long time.
You're welcome. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it was
what
silly.
We...
That, we're not exaggerating either.
Really?
No, it was, the funny thing is, Cindy was alarmed because it's like, like I said, I'm talking to you like I'm talking in my head. If I'm talking, I'm talking to you like, hi, Pat. Hi, Melissa. Shout out to Laverne. This is what I'm hearing. This is what I sound like. And you, and it came out that way. And then all of a sudden, the doctor started, I saw the look on Cindy's face because she heard me speak, and she was very alarmed. And I didn't understand what was going on because, again, I'm talking like I'm talking here. It doesn't, it just, I'm not hearing blah, 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 blah. So they rushed me, and all of a sudden they disconnected me. I'm going, what's going on? Again, I'm talking to the people. This is what they're hearing. But me talking to them, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to take you to ICU now. I go, and again, I'm saying, why are we going to ICU? I'm looking at Cindy, and Cindy went, what is he saying? And I didn't get the clue. I didn't get the clue that they could not hear me correctly until I'm hearing Cindy goes, what is he saying? And the doctor goes, we have no idea. And I'm saying, what do you mean you have no – I swear to God, what do you mean you have no idea? I'm talking normal. Can't you understand the words in my mouth? And all they're hearing – that's all they're hearing.
Yeah.
They talked to Cindy, and they said, we think he has a stroke. I go, stroke? Again, I'm hearing this shit. I'm talking back. What are you talking about? Stroke. Stroke? And they're hearing, and now I'm getting upset, and the garbly goop is getting louder. And I say, we're going to take him in now. And I go, okay. And then they take me in, and I'm under. They bring me back. They go to Cindy. They go, we'll let you know in 5 minutes if he had a major stroke. Cindy's thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to be sitting here with a bobblehead right here, and the guy can't even communicate with me. I mean, he's another Hawkins. What am I going to do? So it was the longest 10 minutes they ever did. They go, okay. He did not have a stroke. He has no stroke. He's fine. Cindy goes, he's fine. I mean, did you hear him? And the doctor goes, I think what we do is we have to adjust some shit. And it was almost, think of it as tuning up an instrument. And it was like, they had me in the bed going, okay, let's lower this. Okay, Brian, say something. What? What? Say something again. What? Let's tune it a little bit more. Say something. What? Say something again. What? What's going on? Okay, we got it. That's how it was, tuning up an instrument, just like that.
Yeah.
I think there was just too much, what did they say? There was too much something in something. And they took it out, and here I am. I'm back to you guys. So that's how it was. That's how it was.
It was
true story.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And,
yeah.
Well, I didn't
I
talk to you when you were in that condition.
Oh,
so.
Pat, you.
I missed it.
You missed out. I would love to have that hear that conversation after I talked to Melissa and Laverne. I would have loved to hear that conversation afterwards. I wonder what's going. Laverne, did you hear that? I would just love to hear what they said.
We knew you were alive, though, at least.
Yes,
you know?
I was alive. I was alive, but I was talking like this. Like Stephen Hawking.
When they can communicate.
He was better. The Hawk. This is him talking in MIT. Now, MIT has the most brilliant minds in the world, and you got the most brilliant scientists, the most brilliant minds. Their guest speaker is this guy.
Okay, Brian, I have
the
to
fact
tell you
that
something.
You are listening to me now shows what technology can do, even if it does give me a Scandinavian or American accent.
There you go. What did he have? Did he have Lou? And here are some of the comments.
I think it was Lou Gehrig's.
Was it Lou Gehrig disease?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't it weird, you know? Isn't it weird, you know, irony? Like, you guys remember, not Hugh Hefner, but the other guy who did Hustler magazine. What was his name?
My God. I can see him. Larry Flint.
Very good, Melissa. Larry Flint. Isn't it weird how life is? Now, he's with all these women, beautiful women who are just nothing but will go to bed with you, and it's not. And he was head of that empire, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. He couldn't do anything to them. Do you know the irony of that? I mean, it's like you found a treasure of gold, and you realize gold is not the currency anymore. It's like, are you kidding me? I got all these beautiful women, and I can't function from the. I got shot by a bullet, and I'm paralyzed from the waist down. How cruel is that? How cruel is that? And here are some of the people who reported off of that video, Stephen Hawking video. Again, this is the video.
The main problem of communicating.
And this guy gets laid more than me. So one person said he was a great person and inspiration for the world to agree this. However bad life may seem, while there is life, there is hope. This is the best quote ever. We miss you. Here's another person. He accomplished more whilst being struck in that wheelchair than a lot of us having the ability to walk around. He is an absolute legend. Here's another person. I can't imagine what it must have felt like going through a disorder that slowly takes your ability to do things. It must be terrifying. He's truly a strong man and a genius. Another person is saying, this proves that being restricted to just a chair doesn't stop you from exploring the vast universe. Here's another person. Hawking was truly a genius, a great man indeed. But, you know, on and on and on. So there are some people who are very humane in this world and not just an asshole. You know, they know who.
We're not, like, really putting him down.
No. No, we're not. We're not.
No. It's just been a joke. It's just, like, a thing. Like the Chinese guy, you know, on the airplane.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Melissa.
For sure.
I do.
Just a joke.
I agree.
You know, they tried to change his speech for him electronically, but he wanted to keep it iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he refused to let them update it.
Wow. Well, we're going to get back to ours.
Remember Trump when he was making fun of the reporter? That was really kind of like amazing. The guy's the fucking president, you know what I mean? Or he was running. Right? He's running for president, yeah. But are you kidding me? Maybe his dark side appeals to people, just like Oliver's dark side is not appealing to me right now.
Well, he's just getting, he's preparing his talk show host voice, and he's starting early. Well, here's Donald, just in case you missed it, here's Donald Trump mocking a reporter
right
on disability.
A couple of good paragraphs, it's talking about Northern New Jersey draws the prober's eye. Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
That's your future president making fun of the disabled people. That's almost as worse as, remember when Saturday Night Live made fun of, what's his name? Belushi made fun of that singer. Leave Your Hat On. Remember the song? Who sung Leave the Hat On? He had a disability, and who sung that song, Leave Your Hat On? Help me out here. Joe Cocker. So Belushi did a thing on Saturday Night Live mocking Joe Cocker, because he had some kind of, what a disability did Joe Cocker have? I wonder what it was.
I think he was on too much drugs.
Was it? Was that it? Was that it?
It may have been.
Let me see. Joe Cocker. See if he... the mystery of Joe Cocker, muscle spasm. What health problems did Joe Cocker suffer from? Okay, let's all say it together. What did Joe Cocker die from? One, two, three.
Cancer.
Yes.
Oh, really? Another one.
Yes. He died of cancer. He died in 2014. What kind of cancer? I wonder what kind of cancer he had. What was it? What kind of cancer Joe Cocker had? What kind of cancer does Joe Cocker have? What is some of the... it's not giving me it. It's not giving me it at all. What kind of cancer? It's not giving me the kind of cancer he had. Where did Joe Cocker always move when he... Why did Joe Cocker always move when he sang? Oh, now they're giving me quizzes and all this stuff. When the Queen Mother died back in 2002, she left money to Harry, knowing that William would eventually become prince and inherit the Duchy of Cornwall, a private... who cares? Joe Cocker suffered from alcoholism and died of lung cancer. Lung cancer. That's the way to go, right? He had Lewy, I'm not joking, L-E-W-Y, body dementia. I never heard of Lewy body dementia and lung cancer. He died of lung cancer at the age of 70. It had many similarities to Alzheimer's. It attacks the nerve cells which deteriorated or died. The man could rock. Great performer. Saw him twice, three times. And you know who else is having a hard time right now? And I feel so sorry for the guy. Phil Collins.
Who is this?
Hear about his health. Oh, my God. And I like the guy. Here's what Phil Collins is suffering from. Phil Collins is suffering from health problems. He can barely hold drum. What illness does Genesis singer Paul have? Here he is right now. Former Genesis drummer. They kind of physically challenged a bit. I'm kind of physically challenged a bit, which is very frustrating because I love to be playing up there with my son. He said, I didn't know he had a son. When asked if he could do any drumming at all, he continued, no, I'd love to, but you know, I mean, I can barely hold a stick in his hand. So there are certain physical things that get in the way. I'm thinking of him masturbating. He can barely hold that in his hand. That's kind of rough. What illness does he actually have?
You would think of that.
Well, you know what I mean. I feel sorry for people with arthritis, too. How you doing? After gaining his use, it's true. He underwent surgery in 2009 to repair the issue. What issue was it? After gaining huge success in the music industry in the 80s and 90s, the latter half of Phil Collins' career has been flooded with health problems. While touring with Genesis in 2007, he injured the vertebrae in his neck, which had led him to severe nerve damage, which is the reason why he can't drum anymore. And he hurt himself playing In the Air Tonight. You know that drum solo? When he did that drum solo, he tilted his neck so bad he wanted to play. That's what happened. He injured his vertebrae.
Oh, boy.
That was in his neck when he did that. Yeah, when he did that drum solo, he actually hurt himself. And that's what caused severe nerve damage. He underwent surgery in 2009 to repair the issue, but this only made it worse and caused him to lose feeling in his fingers. You know, they say that in surgery. You know, I went in healthy. Hey, doc, how you doing? I came out in my head. I'm feeling fine. It was Oh, Pat, you have to, Melissa, she has her same sense of humor. Don't even, you see that? That's even worse. wow.
No, I'm only thinking of what I went through. And
right.
It's taken me a few years to recover, right? So.
I know. Here you go, Brian. Take home these drugs. What is this? Oxycontin and some other shit we don't know about, and here's some experimental shit. It'll make you feel better. I don't want to take these. Suit yourself. Phil wasn't particularly concerned about not being able to drum, as he was nearing the end of his career anyway. I'm not worried, and this is Phil, I'm not worried about not being able to play the drums. I'm more worried about being able to cut a loaf of bread safely or billing things for my kids. In 2021, he almost completely unable to use his hands, and he opened up in the past about how he has developed depression because of it. He has severe nerve damage, isn't the only health issue Phil's dealing with. In 2017, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and developed a diabetic abscess on his foot. So now,
oh, that's awful.
Oh, now he probably has an enlarged foot walking around. So now he got huge-ass foot. What do you think?
Diabetes can be very detrimental.
I know, right? I think I'm diabetic. You know, I look at the thing that I go to my doctor. Hey, doc, I think I'm fat. And they said, yeah, you are. And I said, I think I'm obese. And then my doctor says, yeah, you are. And I said, I think I'm diabetic. He goes, no, you're not. I said, how could that be? He goes, you're not diabetic, but you need to lose weight. I think I caught it. I think I caught the fatness from these people I've been in the room with. There's some fat-ass people in the room. I think I caught it, doc. You can't catch fatness, Brian. Here's some more medication for you. Take some more of this medication. Oh, I feel fine. I felt good until that alien used to come in my room at 1 o'clock in the morning. Little green guy. Beep 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 beep. Oh, hello, friend. And the nurse was saying, "Who's Brian talking to?" I'm glad you visit me. Beep beep boop 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 boop. Really, mother misses me. Who's Brian talking to? Bye, little guy. And he went off in his spaceship. He jumped through the window. Bye bye. Must be the drugs. Brian's on them drugs again. Bye bye, Orby. Thanks for visiting.
Beep boop boop beep beep.
The foot drop, because it says here, during the same year, he also developed something called foot drop, which means he has to wear orthopedic shoes. I never heard of foot drop. Have you ever heard of the word foot drop? What the fuck is that? Foot drop. See, we learn things always on this show, don't we? Foot drop. And foot drop is a rare, fewer than 200,000 cases per year in the U.S. It's treatable by a medical professional, often requires lab. What is it? Foot drop, something called drop foot, is generally a term for difficulty lifting the front part of your foot. You can't lift the front part of your foot? How do you walk? Ooh. It's bad enough that he's dealing with diabetes. Bad enough that he's dealing with nerve damage. Now he got foot drop? It says here, if you have foot drop, the front of your foot might drag on the ground when you walk. So now he's walking like a zombie. Dragging that foot. Me play drums. So if you see him in the middle of the night, it's like he's walking to you like a zombie, dragging that left foot. I am Phil Collins, eh? I could feel it in the air tonight as he's dragging his foot. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I saw him on stage. He looked really old.
He looked really what?
Old.
He did.
He looked rough.
He did. I really, you know, I had a friend. We're talking the other night about this AI coming, right? And I'm saying this can work. Now, I'm talking like in back of like in production and entertainment things. I'm talking about the families of Elvis, John Lennon, the people who have passed, right? And people who rely on their money, right? Instead of signing away their rights and their catalog for these thieves, they sign a thing on a contract, and it will happen. Mark my words, it will happen. Now that AI is getting really easy to develop, I can imagine Elvis and all these legends doing their concerts in their heyday and on top of their game as AI. I can imagine, just say, you know, when you go into when you go into special effects and the guys are in the green suit and they marking you and everything, then they replace an image on you that you're moving like a bear and everything. You get where I'm going? I can imagine four people in a green suit, and I could imagine them imaging the face and the mouth of Phil Collins or Michael Jackson in their heyday, and they're still performing and going on tour. Now, knowing this, see, I have regrets. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you have regrets, sometimes I have regrets saying I would love to see Prince on tour, and I never got the chance to see Prince. And you just said you saw Phil Collins. I would love to see Phil Collins, but in my lifetime, I'll never see Phil ever perform. I'll never see John Lennon, which I would love. So if there was an AI show that put these guys back on tour at their heyday, would I buy tickets to see it? I asked you. I asked Melissa, and I'll ask you, Pat. Would
no,
you? If there's
I
a,
wouldn't.
You would not.
No.
I'm surprised at that answer. A lot of people said, no, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Because it's just a cash grab for the family or whoever.
Well,
But
when you want to see the Stones at 32 years old and seeing the Stones at 79, when you want to hear, you actually seeing them, hearing them at their top, I mean, they're putting on a concert tour?
No, honey.
No?
I've been to some shows that you can't recreate. You can't.
Wow.
Like,
really?
I used to go to Bowie and Alice Cooper and that. They'd put on tremendous stage shows. I don't know if they would be able to reproduce that.
Well, if they could, if they can get the data, they can get the instruments, they can do it. I mean, they're remixing. Right now, you'd be surprised, not John Lennon, Paul McCartney is reproducing and remastering a song that John Lennon did. And what they did, that was never released. John died already before they finished it, but they said that they can remaster this and doing AI, they could finish that song, and it could go out in an album. You wouldn't want to listen to it? You wouldn't want to listen to it? They could AI master that. It's just interesting. I think I would. These are guys that I would never see in concert. I think I would. I would love to see Marvin Gaye in concert. Smokey's my friend, but you know what I mean? Anyway. Going back to the foot drop. So now he drags his feet. I'm Phil Collins, eh? And it goes, during the same year, he has developed something called foot drop. Okay, The foot drop caused him to slip over in his hotel room during the night and hit his head on a chair. Oh, Phil. That's kind of wrong, huh? Wow. That's sad, isn't it? His foot caused him to slip and hit his head on a chair and fell down.
Who is it?
Phil Collins with his dragging of his feet.
I mean,
this is what happened. Phil went into the room. Come on, Mr. Collins. Here he goes. Just walk over. Oh, there he goes.
Christ.
Somebody please pick up Phil. Pick Phil up. Poor Phil. The foot drop caused him to slip over in his hotel room during the night and hit his head on a chair, which forced him to cancel two shows. He also suffers from acute pancreatitis.
Oh, no.
What?
That
what is pancreatitis? Yeah. He also suffers from acute pancreatitis, which is where the pancreas becomes inflamed and swollen. Not only that he's dragging his foot like a zombie, but he has pancreatitis. He has the damaged thing in his neck, and he can't hold a stick. What the fuck? I can feel it in the end. Oh, Lord. Speaking about it, at a press conference in 2016, he said, within months, you're drinking vodka from the fridge in the morning and falling over in front of your kids. He's falling over in front of his kids. Hi, kids. Hi, Papa. Uh-oh. Papa fell again. Somebody please pick up Daddy. Wow. 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 How can you suffer that so many stuff? You know? My God. Speaking about it at a press conference in 2016, within months, you're drinking vodka from the fridge in the morning and you're falling. Why are you drinking vodka from the refrigerator in the morning? Why are you drinking vodka in the morning, dude? And then you're falling
bingo,
over in front
bingo.
Of the kids.
Bingo,
hmm?
Bingo, there's your problem. There's
yeah.
the problem.
I don't think it's foot drop.
No,
I think the bastard just... Yeah. Wow. But it was something I lived through, and I was lucky to live through it and get through it. I was very close to dying. That's what he said. The musician, and this is what passes, the musician began looking very frail and relying on a wheelchair and a walking stick to get around. North Carolina, on his Still Not Dead Yet live out tour, he fell backwards on his chair while he was on the stage. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? That you fall backwards on the stage while you're in concert? You're sitting on a chair and you're singing in the air tonight and all of a sudden, uh-oh. Can you imagine? I could feel it in the air. Uh-oh, somebody pick up Phil. Phil fell down. Phil fell down. Give me my money back. Get my prop him up. I paid $85 for this ticket. Prop the asshole up. Wow. Get up, you bastard. There you go. There you go. And you know who else is having a hard time? It's another concert that I bet you Pat went to that you don't know his health issues.
Who's that?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
With his lifestyle?
Exactly. You know, I heard, and I thought it was a rumor, but he actually did it when he was in concert. He bit the head off of a bat. He bit the head off of a real bat. It was real.
Yeah.
And that hurt him. He talks about it. That really hurts him. It's a headline here. Ozzy Osbourne talks slow recovery after final spinal surgery. Spinal surgery. Shit. It hurts. Ozzy says, I'm not seeing so many doctors anymore. He's 75 years old. He does look like death. What did he call himself? What was his name? the angel of death or something like that. What did he call the darkness, angel of darkness, right? That's what Ozzy called himself.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he called himself.
I didn't follow him real close.
It says, during Tuesday episode of the relaunch, the Osbourne podcast, the Black Sabbath singer, 75, spoke to fellow British musician Billy Morrison and opened about his health has been since his final spinal surgery and taking on sobriety after a decades-long struggle with drug and addiction. It's just a job. It's what I do, Osbourne, instead of being sober. I just came back from the doctor today, and my blood clots are gone. Everything's back to normal. I can bend my neck. I got to get my balance right now. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who had his fourth spinal surgery, fourth one, in September of 2023, said that he'd be... How do you have four spinal surgeries? You should be paralyzed. Then he says his only health focus has been on his Parkinson's disease. He has Parkinson's disease. He has Parkinson's disease, which he was diagnosed in 2003. Wow. Ahead of his spinal surgery last year, the Crazy Train singer said he would no longer go under the knife due to a structural damage he sustained in 2019 fall. He fell down, too. He fell down.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. Uh-oh.
You're taking this for a real run there, kid.
Somebody got to pick up Ozzy. Pick up Ozzy, the Angel of Darkness. He fell down. Wow. All right, when we come back, enough of this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in 2024. I got an hour left. I am on the air. If you'd like to come in and talk about something else, I'll be happy to. I do want to get to the angels, your guardian angels on your shoulders. I mean, on your, yeah, are they really real? I want to get that. I got to get to the Trump thing first before I get there. It's very interesting. I was talking to Laverne about it, too. It's very interesting, and you'll hear the guy who talks about how to get in contact with your guardian angel, how to contact them. We have them. But a lot of us don't know how to contact them. So he's going to tell us how to contact our guardian angel. Pat, do you believe in guardian angels?
I do, to an extent.
Okay. And do you know how to contact them?
No.
Okay. When you're done with this show, you're going to feel like a lot of people are going to be in contact with their guardian angels, I promise you. If you'd like to come in the studio at 319-527-6099, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to hear your voice around the world. There you go. And this is a segment that we love. It's called, Pat, do you know what this song is?
Not again.
Yes, you're going to play. And Pat, so far you're doing good. You hit 3 out of 3. You did really good.
Okay.
You did good. But this song is a little newer. So you may not know it. Do you listen to music at all, Pat? Do you listen?
A bit.
What station
mostly
do you listen to?
Mostly old stuff.
Okay. No, classic stuff is good. Classic stuff is real good. All right. Are you ready? Now, I hope Melissa's in the studio. We're going to bet Melissa can play too, because they're so new that maybe Melissa may not even know what this song is. So play along. Okay. Now, I'm going to read the lyrics of the song, okay? And you can guess what the song is. Now, I want to give you, can I give you some history of this song? Can I give you history?
Yeah.
Okay. The history of this song is one of the songs, I was going to go to surgery, they didn't know. They thought first it was going to be quick. And what I did not know is when they took me in, the doctor had a talk with Cindy. And they said there could be some complications. I didn't know this. I was on drugs. And meanwhile, and the reason I didn't know this is because I was going to go have a colonoscopy. And then I said, fuck this. And I was actually in my gown with my ass hanging out, and I ran out of the hospital room with my ass hanging out, closing the back of my ass, hiding in the elevator to go home, says, you're not going to do this. I actually had the doctor run after me. I'm in the lobby with my ass hanging out, and there's people there. I'm by the elevator. And I remember the doctor goes, why are you doing this? I said, I don't want this. He goes, you already took the stuff. If you ever had a colonoscopy, anybody in the world had a colonoscopy, you realize that you had to drink some shit. You got to drink some shit. That is the most awful shit in the world. The pre-stuff before you get it to clean you out, that shit is just lethal. And the nurse said to me, why are you doing this? I go, I don't want it. They go, well, you already went to the hard part. You drink all this shit. Please come back. I said, I don't want it. So they got my clothes. I said, I'll come back. Never came back. Sydney goes, what the fuck? And he's going to be back to the hospital. That's just a colonoscopy, let alone the surgery I'm going to have. Okay? So they didn't let me know anything. So I'm just giving you the back story of this song. Okay?
You chicken.
I am. I don't want to white people with masks saying, hello, let me just do this with you and take you out. Take some of the shit out. I need that shit. Nope, you don't. We're going to take this out. And we're going to take this out. While we're here, we're going to take this out. What? I need that. No, you don't. It's like that. It's like that. Chicken as hell. So I was nervous going in there. So I asked the doctor to give me sedatives. What do you call those things where you calm you down, you pop the pill? I forget. What is it?
Sedatives.
It's sedative, but I forgot what they call it. But, yeah, anyway, I took 3 or 4 of them. I was kind of delirious. And so they had me in pre-op or whatever. It's me, and there was all the people around me. I was in my own little, where they pulled the curtain, waiting to go get an operation. And apparently they were talking to Cindy. And so I'm laying there, and I guess Cindy asked, and I didn't know. She told me later. She called for my doctor, and Cindy goes, I need to, can I go talk to him for a little bit? And they said, no, you can't talk to him. They're prepping him for surgery. She goes, I just need to talk to him a little bit. They let her talk to me. So she went into the curtain, and she saw me lying there, and she pulled the curtain over, and I was halfway awake and happy. You know, you're in that little la-la land. It's like, hi, sweetheart. And she goes, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I go, what? And then, you know, she says, I love, you know, all that stuff. You're going to be fine. I go, what are you saying? You know, I'm talking like, what are you talking about? You know, that kind of, that's how out I was. So she says, don't say anything. And so she put the headphones on me. And she played this song for me to go in for surgery. I'm halfway there, but I can hear the song. I'm coherent enough to hear the song before I go into surgery because she has some news that she did not tell me. That was a little bit more serious than what it was. But she still didn't want to tell me. So she put the headphones on her. So now the game starts. So this song, what I'm trying to say is this song has something special for me because this is her song to me in the surgery. It's okay. I came out. I'm okay. I'm alive. Okay? I'm alive. But at that point, they didn't know. So she put the headphones on me, and now, Pat, guess what this song is, okay? Melissa, play along if you get it, okay? Now, I'm going to read it like it's a regular paragraph in a book, but it is a song. Here we go. I fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Over every moment, I start to replace, because now that you're gone, and now that they're gone, all I hear are the words that I needed to say. Not yet? Okay. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold, well, time can heal, but this won't. So, before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I've known you had a storm to weather. So, before you go, was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go. Anything yet? Okay, here we go. I'll read it again. The last verse.
No.
Was never the right time whenever you called. Went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment I start to replay, but all I could think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface like troubled water running cold, well, some can heal, but this won't. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I have known you had a storm to weather. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go, would we be better off by now if I had let my walls come down? Maybe I guess we'd never know, you know? Before you go, nothing.
She called
and here's
you.
The song.
Sorry.
Here's the song. And this is the song I heard before I went to surgery. And this is the song she gave me. Okay? Nothing, huh? All right. I understand.
No.
I understand. Okay.
I think I'm too old, Brian.
No, you're not too old. You know the song. And here it is. Here it is. And this was the song that I was listening to before they put the knife to me. And she knew something that I did not. Okay, and here we go. And we'll be right back. And we'll talk with our main subject, Trump 2024 to save America. This is a song. We'll be right back. Listen to the lyrics.
I feel by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I start a replace. Cause now that the corner lock, you were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So never the right time, whenever you called. Went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to replay. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this wound. Before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you were the
Diego. It's a nice song. It's a good song. If you want to know
I've
who
never
the artist
heard it
is,
before.
Do you think it's a good song? It's a good song.
Yeah.
The artist is Godaldi or something. I'll get it. I'll get it. It's called Before You Go. It's a good song. It's a really good song. I'm still hearing music. I don't know. Is that yours or mine?
Let me see. No, it's yours.
Is it mine? Okay. There you go. There you go. That's not the first time she did that. If we get later on in the show, which made me feel better, but I wondered why she was upset, because it's like, hey, this is supposed to be a 3-hour surgery. You know, nothing. Everybody's telling me it's great. 12 hours later. Wow. There you go. So going back to Trump, yeah, what a mood breaker. So apparently there's a lot of people thinking Trump is going to save the world. They're doing the caucus right now, as you can see. The caucus starts at 7 o'clock, 4 o'clock Western, in 3 hours. They're going to start voting. There's one picture I like. There's one picture. It shows a guy pony. He's writing thing on a blackboard or on a piece of paper. And it says, every man with a pair of testicles will be voting for Trump in 2024. Then it shows him again. Every woman with a pair of testicles will be voting for Biden. There you go, transgenders. And here's Donald Trump pleading his case why he's good for America. So get ready. Get ready, John. And this is for you, buddy.
And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. Not going to let this happen. Over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything.
What? We have free press, but you're the assholes who's attacking the press and bringing death squads to our press. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? But never mind that. Here we go.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am.
And he's very serious about that. I am your voice. I am your justice. I am your retribution. He's very serious about that. That's not a joke. He's just not talking about it. He is your justice. He is your dictator. God bless. And then he has on the page, God bless America. And is this the song? Vote for Trump. And here's a woman talking about Biden. He's so lost. How will he ever recover from the war he's responsible for? His weakness caused this, all of it. Trump 2020, save America. His weakness caused the war. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? And these are people. These are people. Now, these are different. If you just think white people are voting for Trump, no, here's a disturbing fact. These are all kinds of people. Here you go.
Economy. No, he's not doing nothing.
Yeah,
support
I don't even know.
Is he doing a good job? Yes or no?
No, no. I can see we're all going to be the streets homeless.
Biden and his press secretary said that prices are going down. Is that your experience or is that not true?
No, that is definitely untrue. Prices are definitely going up. I used to go across the street to Fordham to go get me a meal. I can't even get me a meal because I missed $20.
Minority communities, we're not seeing the improvement. There's inflation with everything, food, gas, insurance prices, I mean, you name it.
Bidenomics is not working. It's just a complete mess. It's a disaster, especially here in New York City. We're feeling it very hard.
You could say anything to Biden right now who says that the economy is improving, especially in black and brown communities. What would you say to him?
That's lies. I believe that's lies. Heavy lies on that, for sure.
Do you think that somebody else besides Biden should be president?
Yes,
next
of course. Bring back Trump.
Tell me why.
We have money. We have money when Trump was president.
Free my son Trump. Free my son Trump. Trump 2024, everybody. Trump 2023. That's crazy. And we're here. And we're here in the Bronx.
I'm gonna vote for Trump if he runs. Because
I'm gonna vote for Trump if he runs. I'm a black African American, and wait a minute. Let me just hit my fentanyl. Yeah, that was good. Who was it? What was I saying? Oh, Trump. Yeah, I'm a vote for Trump. Yep. Free fentanyl. I mean, free front Trump. Here you go.
I feel like it was much better when he was here financially for everybody. Not just me, for everybody.
I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump. He made sure we had money in our pockets. He was for the people. He made sure we had what we needed. I feel like everything will go back to how it was. I mean, ever since he's been out of office.
I hate fucking ignorant people. I wish we could line them up and put a bullet through their heads. I really do. I would be the guy going, Brian, just a second, I'm loading my gun. Hold on, line up the people, the stupid-ass people, line them up, I'm loading my gun, and that's what I do. I said, you know, just, you want to vote for Trump, just come here, stand in line, and what I want you to do is I want you to speak in a microphone that you want to vote for Trump. There you go, don't be shy. Let's all you guys line up, ready? Just tell everybody that you love Trump. That's it. There you go. Yay! Yay for me! Got him. See, they don't remember a thing called a pandemic. Trump didn't raise no prices, people. If anything, he lowered the prices. It's called a pandemic. Trump wanted you to drink bleach. He wanted you to drink bleach.
Yes, he did.
So you can't blame, you know, and part of the inflation came from Trump. And these are ignorant people who don't listen to the news. They don't know about the economics or economy and blah, blah, blah. I had money in my pocket. You had no money in your pocket. Trump gave the rich the break, not you. So voting for Trump. It pains me to even go through this. It really does. It pains me. Pain, 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 pain. Pain, pain, pain. Nothing but pain. Pamela says, Trump, he's like a boss. He walks like a boss. He talks like a boss. He is the boss. That's what Pamela said. And here's Trump.
Retribution and looking backwards and grievances and how much would be looking forward. Well, first of all, a lot of people would say that that's not so bad. Look what they did. Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the FBI Twitter hoax, the 51 intelligence agents hoax, all of these different hoaxes that they did. I mean, you know, a lot of people would say that's probably quite normal. I'm not going to have time for retribution. We're going to make this country so successful again. I'm not going to have time for retribution. And remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's one last thing. This guy says, never, this guy named Paul Woods, I like him. Trump, now an old fat man who spends 3 hours every morning in hair and makeup, was born a spoiled rich kid into privilege. Never had to work a day in his life, became famous for inheriting his father's money and business. Then a joke as the bankruptcy. Oops. Well, whatever. And here's Donald Trump as the apprentice. These are things that he failed at. Here we go. I hope it's not a song. I guess it is. It says, I'll have to read it. It says, Trump's Financial History, Part 1. And it says here, The Apprentice. The Apprentice. How Mark Burnett, the producer of the fantasy show The Apprentice, had to help create the fantasy. Wow, it's going way too fast. Basically, it was a failure. Trump owns his presidency and part of the fantasy, the producer of The Apprentice, along with the press, who said it was a financial ruin. There is a reason Trump refuses to. 90% of Trump supporters only knew Trump from the fantasy TV. Between 1985 and 1994, Trump's core basis lost more than billions of dollars. Shunned by money Trump inherited from his father, he lost all that. After Trump's financial disaster in the U.S., bank wouldn't touch him, then foreign money did. Trump begged to do the show. When we visited a Trump office, they were a dump. This is real, folks. We created the fantasy that Trump was a titan of business when in reality Trump was a minor player and a loser, a financial loser. We had to create sets in the conference room. Set was modeled after the movie Wall Street. Trump had nothing to do all day in his business, so we created an event for him. We would film Trump entering or exiting the business jet and a limo into fantasy. Before our show, Trump was known as truthfully a sleazy tabloid celebrity who only claimed to fame was inherent in his father's money and business. There is no surprise that a jury who heard the evidence found Trump guilty of all counts of fraud, sending his longtime accountant to prison. Donald Trump's whole identity as a titan of business was built on lies and fraud. And there you go. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And we like to have a fantasy. I know Pat's fantasy. Her fantasy is to have John wake up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, and a Speedo. Nothing but a Speedo. There you go. Pat has the visual. Wow.
Does it help to tell you he's going to be 77 in a couple of days? And he's
no, wow,
like
look at that right there. Wow. He has good to put on that Speedo. There you go.
God damn, you know, poor eyes. Okay.
Oh, your poor eyes. My eyes. Get your pads on, son.
Oh, the poor boy. He's so skinny. He really is. You just don't want to put that in a bathing suit.
Wow. I don't blame you one bit. We all have our crosses to bear. Cindy bought me, it was 10 years ago. It was a thong, but it was silver. Really glittery silver. It's one of those silver thongs that glows in the dark. That's how silver and metallic it was. I had a string to go up my ass, and it had the pocket for my fantastic love muscle. I like to call it the love muscle. That turns on a woman. I like my love muscle. Get the fuck out of here. So I decided to try them on a week ago, and she goes, oh, my God. She goes, please take those off. You know, the first, the string disappeared, and it goes, we can't find the string. The package, the balls are hanging a little lower than the packages you are. You know, when your balls hang out of your underwear, it's not a good sign. It's bad. There you go. Time to get a new thing. Well, my balls didn't really hang out that long. It's only when I cinched them up. That's, I got it. I got some, I might add that I have some pretty amazing big balls. Just wanted to put that down, just in case. Yeah, That's right. Some people may call them boulders, like Colorado big boulder balls. I can actually lift my feet up, and I could roll on my own balls going down the street. I don't even have to walk. That's how big they are. And big balls. I'm going to wait for Pat to get the visual.
Today a judge put on a gag order.
There you go, Pat. Pat does have the visual. I thought she would laugh, but she's going, ooh. I like a man that has a big ball sack.
Well, I never thought that was a prerequisite, but you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, I would read your cards more, but it seems like you have a small ball sack, so it's not worth my trouble.
That's terrible.
that we're done with that. I'm going to get the stuff ready for what you've been waiting for, the angel story. The angel story. Do you believe in guardian angels? Do you? Well, do
yes,
you,
I do.
Good. Because we're going to tell you why you should believe in it, and it's true. So true. So true. So we'll be right back. Last cup of coffee, last break. You're listening to me. That means you're insane. But I am Brian. That is a fabulous Pat, and that's magnificent Melissa. And that is lovely Laverne. I'm giving them good names on the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. And and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Get the coffee, and we're going to, when we come back, we'll finish the show. See, Pat, when I come up to Canada, which I am going to, I will stop by Niagara Falls, and then I'm going to come into your house. I'm going to have a cape and a little cowboy hat, and I'm going to be wiggling my hips when I come through your door. Hello, Pat. And you will hear the song.
Okay. You're gonna come, are you?
I have arrived, baby. Look at my cape, sweetheart. Look at my hat. might get Pat a drink of water. I think she's hot. Whew! She's fanning herself. Sorry, John. I had to do that dance for her. I had to pay for my tarot card reading. You know what I mean? Nothing for free.
Did you want one?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a half a second here, and I'll get my ass off the chair.
Yes, that's what she said. Give me half a second, and let me get my ass off the chair.
So what do you want to know about today?
Okay. Today is a curious day. It's like, there's nothing, I don't know, whatever the cards have for me today. Am I going to have a good day? Am I going to have a good day?
Okay, we'll just do a general for you then.
Yes, do a general.
So is your company still there?
No, they went to Arizona. I'm by myself running with scissors.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I am by myself, and I'm going to be lonely. I will.
Oh, no. Pornhub.
Yeah. That's right. Pornhub, here I come. Your prodigal son has arrived.
Well, they'll get business with you tonight, for sure.
Ah.
Hang on a second. I'm almost there.
I will. Okay.
It's a new deck, so it's kind of...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. It's indecision because you're going through a personality change while you're alone.
Hmm. What?
You are having some thoughts, honey.
Yes, I am.
And even though you say you're fun about being alone, you're not. You are not.
I hate myself.
Not taking it well.
I'm not. I fight with myself all the time, and I left myself.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
but
I'm getting along with this guy.
Money's going to be working out this weekend.
Yes, it will, because there's nobody here. I have more to spend on myself.
No, it's something's going to come true that you've been working on.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Pat, I am working on something. I am working on something. Seriously, I really am. I really am.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Use your intuition.
You're
going the right direction. There's going to be some major changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out with generosity for the outcome. So I would say look towards what you're working on right now. It's probably going to come through for you.
Okay. Patty, I like it. I like what you're saying to me, girl.
So I'm trying to start writing a book.
Are you really?
On tarot cards, yeah.
You should. You should.
Yeah, the books all, I don't know, they encourage people to read reverse, and it's not necessary. I mean, it just makes it harder for everybody. And, you know, the books that are out are too...
You're
too wordy for what you need.
Right, you don't need all those words. But it is called a book, so we do need some words. But you're right, sometimes it's too many words.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you go into a book and you just want the information, you don't want the bloody history and the whole nine yards. You just want to learn, right?
Yeah, If you have guts, are you breaking some kind of code, though? Because I think that, you know, tarot card reading or psychic is a spiritual thing, and I don't know if it's like it's, but there are probably some interesting, if you want my opinion for me to read a book, there's some interesting readings in the card that have given you that you did not give them. You know, they could be anonymous that you did not give the reading because this is what you actually saw. But you know what I mean? That would really make it interesting for me, but
well,
I think you should write a book.
I realized when I started I have to do more than one book.
Right.
Because there's three different systems of tarot cards. You can do one general book about tarot, but then you'd have to do the two systems. I don't bother much with the third system.
Right.
So people be on their own for that because I'm not writing the book.
Right. Right. Oh, are you going to have a mystery person do the book for you? You're not going to actually write the book? Or are you going to have a, what do they call
no,
it?
No, I'm going to write it.
A ghostwriter? Oh, you are? Okay. Good
no,
for
I'm
going to
write
Pat.
It.
Am I going to be in a book? Are you going to send me a forward? Can I autograph it? Say, to my loving Brian. Without you, I would have never
yes,
thought about
I
writing
will,
the book.
When I get it done, yes.
You are my inspiration. You are my hawk. You are my Stephen Hawkins of tarot card reading. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will now listen. You're my Stephen Hawkins of tarot card. I hope you do, Pat. No, seriously, I hope you do read the book. I hope you do write it. I would love to read it. And I would love to have a forward of it, just my name mentioned, even if it's bad. I want to thank all those I love, and also I want to thank Brian. What? But here's another song. Here's another song, Pat. We're going to go for another break. I got a call that just came in, and I don't think it's going to be a good one. So it's going to go with this song. Are you ready, Pat?
Okay.
Because
yep.
I think this song is going to be for that call, because I'm going to make that call while doing this thing. Here we go. Let's see if you remember it. Here we go.
Oh.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, my God. No. 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 No.
No.
No.
No. No.
No. No.
Well.
No.
Either dogs are barking. No.
How about Summer Breeze by Typo Negative?
No. No. Oh,
come on.
That wound the dogs up.
I know. Enough from that. My audience.
No. Pat, that's his ultimate depression song.
I love it. No, I love it. If Pat can name the song, I will stop. I love
oh,
it.
God.
It goes, I come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Is that
and the vision.
Hello, darkness.
That was planted in my brain still remains
yes.
within the sound
oh, Brian.
Of
Brian.
Silence. Yes!
You can listen to that after.
In restless dreams I walk alone. And
I've
I'll
told
be
him
right
before,
back.
Cut that shit off.
I'll be right back.
You gonna play the new version?
Yes. Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, geez.
Can you hear me, Walter?
He forgot to mute him.
So we're stuck with this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I was trying to get him to play something else.
Spider-Man watch earlier, and he went into a meltdown.
Wow.
So, he's feeling it.
Oh, kiddo. Oh, I'm sorry, Oliver.
Yep.
I know. It's hard to be an old soul in a young body. It's really hard to do that. You feel things. I know, kid. You soak up things like a sponge, and things you don't understand, you'll try to make sense. It's called being five. But you will learn. And you will take over my show, and you will play this song on the 25th anniversary of my death.
Well, and Mr. Slusen will come into the studio.
Sure, he would. But Oliver will know about his tactics. He probably would. Oliver will know about his tactics by then. You know... when you're spiritual, I'd like to ask a question to both of you guys. Anytime, jump in. When you talk spiritual, are you talking death? Because when we talk about spiritual, we're always talking about angels, and we're talking about demons, and we're talking about spiritual happenings and wicked, but it all seems to surround death, doesn't it? And, you know, and there's a question
but
that I want, and I ask.
Society
yeah.
looks at death. I mean, really, death has been a major feature.
Yeah. You know what's really funny, and this goes to a question to you, Melissa, and to you, Pat?
Yeah.
You know, we're thinking, you know, when we're talking about angels, right? And then we're talking about death, and it's like, if you could, and Cindy asked me if you could come back, and I said, you know, people who love each other a lot, right? They're suffering, they're in pain, they're feeling the loss of a loved one. Why can't they come back? If I knew that me passing and that Cindy will go through a lot of hell because, of course, after she throws a party and stuff like that, but soon, you know, one day she'll be alone. But, hip, hip, hooray! Hey! And if why can't people who love someone and know that someone is suffering, how come they can't come back, and how come only the evil can come back? If you can come back, you could come back, right? Why do we have ghosts that are coming back or staying here?
I think people can get reincarnated, but
okay.
Some people choose to stay as a ghost.
They choose to stay as a ghost?
Yes.
Wow.
Trauma or something like that.
So you have an option to either, they call it going to the light without, or you can choose to stay and be a ghost? You don't have
a
spiritual?
So.
Really?
I really think so.
Wow. 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 Because I wonder about that. You know, if you know that somebody is not getting over what's going on and that they can't handle you being gone, they're living a miserable life or they stop living life because you're gone, why can't that person who is gone feel that pain and come back and say, hey, you know what, I'm okay.
I think they try, but people don't recognize it because they're taught not to be psychic.
Really? Interesting.
Do you know
Melissa,
what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I was wondering, Melissa, do you feel the same way? Or you ever wonder about that?
I think when somebody initially passes away, sure, but not, no. Mm-mm. No, I don't hold on to that.
Really? Do any of you guys believe that you will see a loved one who has passed before you to welcome you in, let's say, heaven? Any of you guys believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. How about you, Pat?
I hope it's not my mother.
I think she'll be a different person, Melissa. I don't think she's bitter in heaven. I don't think you will recognize her. I don't think she's going to be a bitch in heaven. They won't allow her in. Hey, is that Melissa? Get her out of here.
Well, I've been kicked out a few times, so I don't know.
Hey, you've been kicked out of heaven? Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know.
You've been kicked out of heaven.
I don't
know. Who kicked you out of heaven? It was like, you were here before, weren't you? Yeah, I died 3 times. Get out of here. You don't belong in heaven. Get out of here. Witch, burn.
We don't want you anymore.
Yeah,
we don't
want you anymore. You keep climbing the gate. I don't know. I don't know.
Do not see the dog sauce.
Wow, it's just weird. Well, it's this guy. I even told Laverne, I hope she saved it because I don't have it, and I feel shitty that I don't have it. I had it all set up, too. As a guy, and I think let me go into my – I could have sworn I saved it, but I don't have
about
it.
This is about how to contact your guardian angel, right?
Who?
Is this about how to contact your guardian angel?
Yeah, this is
okay.
to how to contact you. This guy was interesting. I saw him on Coast to Coast. I was listening to him on Coast to Coast. And this is the one, did I tell you that he, I told Laverne, she started laughing, and Laverne, and believe you, Laverne has an open mind. She usually doesn't laugh in my face. And she tried to hold it back. She's a good girl. She tried to hold it back as much as she could, but she just couldn't. I said, you know, I was having a serious conversation. I go, well, you know, Laverne, you know, all the angels. She was with me. Yeah, you know, all the good angels and everything. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. And I was talking about this author, and this author, I forgot his name. I got to find his name. We're talking about this author, and she goes, oh, that sounds interesting. I go, yeah, he wants to take a vacation. Oh, let's see if you guys laugh, because this is how the conversation is going. I'm really serious. I'm not exaggerating. Laverne can do it. There's a conversation. Yeah, I was talking about this author. He was talking about, you know, getting in touch with his guardian. Laverne goes, yeah, that sounds good. Again, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I think he's going to go. He said he wants to go on vacation. She goes, oh, would that be good? He going to be? Yeah, he said he's going to go on a vacation on the mothership. And it was just like this. It was quiet. It is like the Laverne guy, huh? Yeah, he's going on vacation on the mothership. He's going to another planet. Just like this. I heard the same thing with Laverne, and all of a sudden, in 5 minutes, she started laughing. Brian, I go, no, Laverne's here. Even Laverne had to laugh. I go, how do you plan a vacation like that? I mean, who is your travel agent? Well, the mothership's going to pick you up about 2 a.m., and you're going to be with the aliens. I mean, but anyway, she even had a laugh at that, and I was going to tell her who the author was, and I had it here. Oh, my God, I had it, and I don't know if I could find him, and I had it all set up about the guardian angels. I fucked up. Let me see if it'll come up. Let me see if it'll come up. But he was really interesting. And Guardian Angels. He was on Coast, and I don't. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. Probably wouldn't be on Coast anymore. I'm gonna try that. So if you would do me a favor, Melissa, can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Pat, can you do me a favor? Melissa, could you have Pat read you for a little bit while I get this and see if I can find this guy?
Yeah. Sure,
okay.
Pat.
Okay, you guys, it's all yours. I'll be right back.
I hear you screaming in rain, Melissa.
Huh? What did you say?
I said you're screaming. No, I can hear it from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you like to know about today?
Well, I guess just a general, right?
Okay.
Whatever comes up.
Okay.
Will Brian's Pornhub app crash? We can only hope. Yeah.
It will if he's on it too much this weekend.
I know. Oh, he probably will be. They're all gone. He's alone. Uh-huh.
That's why he called today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, they're all gone. They're probably in Vegas gambling.
Oh, God damn it, I'll have to turn the light on. I just realized it's too dark to see them.
Yeah. Yep. Dark here, too. I'll be glad when that time of year is over. The darkness.
Well, I like the dark myself.
I like when we first have it, you know, in the fall, but now I'm like, ugh.
You're over it.
I'm over it. Yeah. I am.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm ready for your reading.
Okay.
It says you're really defensive and you don't want to think about something to do with justice. You really want it to be above the problem and be happy. This is just a pain in your ass. So there's been a change of luck around home and things have happened way too swiftly for you. And there's some thoughts of a change of residence here. But I don't know if that's you, is it?
Yeah, it is me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, be strong. You're in control. Be careful you don't go in over your limit. You're going to find a place that might be a little too crazy. Be careful you don't fall for it. Because then you'll have problems then.
Okay,
so just be very careful about any kind of monetary dealings with houses, because I'm just seeing a little something funny there. So.
Wow, I believe that.
Yeah, just if you're going to buy one, get somebody to go in and check the construction of the house before you buy it.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know if that's a property inspection is important in the States, but
it is
for every sale here.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. There's going to be one too expensive house that you're really going to like, but then there's going to be another one that's really nice too. But there is a problem at the back of the house, and I don't know what it is. So when you go looking, give me a shout and we'll try to do a reading on it.
Okay.
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 Because I'm seeing two different houses.
Wow. That is amazingly interesting. Very interesting.
You wouldn't be moving to the country, would you?
Well, I don't live in a city.
Okay, because I'm figuring that the thing that's wrong with the one house is going to be like a sump pump or something like that.
Okay.
Just something fixable, but, you know, it's good to know about it beforehand.
True. We had some flooding here over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? We had weather hit up here and it missed my house completely.
luckily.
Everybody else got it and we got nothing.
We had coastal flooding.
Oh, my.
Which was crazy. Crazy, crazy. But,
well, that's
going to
happen more and more.
Yeah. Yeah, we always have it, though. And it was right before a high, when the tide gets real high.
Yeah.
I live in a little, like, a kind of ocean town. So
yeah,
there's water everywhere.
Picture.
Yeah, everywhere. So that makes an issue. But, yeah.
Looks nice there. I haven't been down there for close to 40 years.
Oh, wow. Where did you go?
We used to... before Myrtle Beach got popular, we used to go there.
Oh, okay.
Way before it got popular, like in the 70s.
Yeah, so, I've never been to Florida. Never been.
We never went to Florida. We didn't want
Myrtle
to go
Beach
to Florida.
Virginia, okay. Right? Is that
Pardon?
In South Carolina? Where's Virginia Beach? I mean,
South Carolina,
Myrtle Beach,
yeah.
South Carolina, yeah. I've never been there either.
No way. That's a nice place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's different. I've never been down south.
But
interesting.
You know what? That ocean right there. There's a lot of psychological differences with being down south.
Oh, yeah. They're different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd be staying
definitely.
Home.
Yeah, they're different. They're definitely different. They're, I don't know. It's different. They don't like us dirty Yanks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just about the Civil War, right?
Yeah. Well, there's... I remember when we used to go down there, and it was still very segregated, very...
Yeah.
What, from the French?
The blacks had to sit outside.
The French! That's
the French!
French
oh, don't start me on the French. Don't
even
go there.
Don't even go there. Did you hear Louisiana's getting ice?
Yeah, I heard that.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It is horrible.
It's terrible. Where is it? Was it Tennessee is getting snow? And
they don't have heaters down there, do they?
Who knows? They'll have to... Did anybody hear that story about the couple that roasted to death, the elderly couple, and their heater was at 1,000 degrees?
What?
It didn't make sense.
1,000 degrees?
That doesn't make sense, does it?
They would have been incinerated.
I think, hold on, let's find this. 1,000 degree heater. Here it goes. Heater, it's right here. South Carolina couple found dead in extremely, an extremely hot home where heater measured over 1,000 degrees. The couple's body temperature was 106, according to the police report.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What a horrible.
1,000 degrees.
I never heard of that.
How did they even get one to do that?
I don't know.
What? You think there'd be your safeguards on them?
Yeah.
I'm saying you one of those things you gave.
What did I give you? I give you a lot of things. Hold on. Somebody's having a very bad day today.
Oh, it's okay. We have them.
And I have to pay for it all day and night.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. He's a persnickety little fellow, and he,
How old is he now?
He will be 5 January 25th, and there's a full moon on his birthday. I told him that. Yeah. He's something else. So what would he be? An Aquarius?
Mm.
No.
Yes, Aquarius.
Is he an Aquarius? Okay.
Yeah.
And he loves water. Loves water.
Does he?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know
what?
Aquarian isn't a water sign. It's an air sign.
But he loves to be in the water. But why? Okay, Pisces is the fish, right?
Yeah. That's a water sign.
He'll sit in the bathtub for like 3 hours at night.
Some people are just like that, honey.
Yeah. And then wonder why his skin and hair is all dried out. I took that out. Yeah, I love you too. What a day. He told me this morning that he needed an alarm clock. And I said, why do you need one? He said, so you can get up early.
What?
I said, really? Really?
Wow. I love that kid.
And what time did he want you up?
Oh, God. I think it was 7. Yeah.
That's brutal.
And I was like, please. Come on. Really?
Wow. Well, I promise you, guardian angels, and how to contact them. The person I'm talking about, his name is Tom T. Moore. And here it is. And he's going to teach you how to call your guardian angel. We'll listen for a little bit. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. Right, guys? Here we go.
Okay.
Listen to this. Now, he's very interesting, by the way. He sounds legitimate until he wanted to go on vacation, and he's waiting for the spaceship to pick him up. as he called it, the starship.
It sounds like Heaven's Gate. Remember Heaven's Gate?
Yeah.
When they were waiting for the Hale-Bopp comet to come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here he is.
Okay.
But especially when you start requesting benevolent outcomes, those requests go directly to your guardian angel.
Hello, passionate listeners and watchers. Welcome to Passion Harvest. I am Louisa, your host. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you are in the world right now. I'm so excited about our guest today, Tom T. Moore. Learn how to reconnect with your guardian angel. Tom communicates with angels. He offers simple and powerful spiritual tools to connect with our guardian angels. Tom is the author of The Gentle Way, a series.
There you go. It sounds interesting. I try to connect to my guardian angel. Hello, guardian angel. Hello, Brian. Is that you, Hawk? Yes, it is. I'm still in the wheelchair. I'm still in the wheelchair, even though I'm in heaven. Oh, that sucks.
Here you go. Bad.
I know. Here's your guardian angel story. Listen carefully. You know when you whisper, it sounds so creepy. Listen carefully. Shh.
The three books. His latest is The Gentle Way with Pets, Angelic Help for Your Animal Companions. He's also the author of Atlantis and Lemuria, The Lost Continents Revealed, and First Contact, Conversations with an ET. This is his story, and this is his passion. Tom, I'm so excited to have you on Passion Harvest, and I can't wait to share your story. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
I'm sorry, I sent you a whole list of topics that I'd love to cover, and that you've got such a wealth of information. First start, if you don't mind, what is and guardian angel?
Sure. A guardian angel is actually a very, very old soul, okay? Very powerful, as I was kind of alluding to in when we were talking about it. And they have raised their vibrational levels over eons of time, because they don't measure time, to the point where they glow a golden light, and they're known as golden light beings. So creator of our universe knew we would need some help, someone to watch over us. And so creator put out, in my guardian angel Theo says, and he did it humorously, he says, the job description went out, only golden light beings need apply. So there, and that's what happened. So Theo, my guardian angel, was one of the very first ones to apply for the job. And so he kind of got the pick the pick of the litter, I guess. I don't know. And so he takes care of thousands of people. But supposedly I was one of the.
That's very interesting. My guardian angel is on an affirmative action program. He got a scholarship. Hello, Brian. You're on a scholarship. Okay, tough room. I guess guardian angels don't have a sense of humor. Okay.
Well, you know, I think they're for real.
They could be. That's where I get my sense of humor. My guardian angel. Hey, did you hear this joke? Two priests walked into the bar. Well, you're not supposed to tell me that, guardian angel. That's a good one. Let's go back to the story.
The first ones that got his care. And by the way, Theo has told me, he said humans do not have the vocal cords to pronounce angelic names. And he says, besides, we're not too big on names over here. Mm-hmm. So he said, you could call me Tom, Dick, or Harry, but Tom will be kind of hard in your meditations. So I thought about it for a while, and a couple of weeks later, suddenly Theo popped into my mind, and later he would tell me, and much later, 3 or 4 years or more, he would tell me that I've called him Theo in a number of other lives, because I do this same kind of work in hundreds of other lives.
That's wonderful. And just to clarify that for the audience, we all have guardian angels?
Yes, every single one of us do. Sometimes you get mad at your guardian angel and you say, I want another guardian angel. So your guardian angel just takes on another persona, and then after you transition, you both laugh about it.
For the audience, if you could just, do you actually see with your mind's eye what the guardian angels look like?
No, not really. On my website, www.thegentlewaybook.com, I have a photo, and I'm not sure exactly where to find it, but you can go to my articles and news page where all of my newsletters are listed from 2007 onwards. They're all free. And I, when my wife and I went with another couple to Sedona, Arizona,
why don't you pause,
which is fantastic. You gotta go there someday.
I actually do believe in guardian angels. I really do. I talk to them, and here's how my guardian angel sounds.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Thank you, guardian angel. I don't know what the fuck you said, but thank you. Now we go back to his guardian angel.
He said he loves you.
What was called Oak Creek, and I meditated right across the creek from what's called the cathedral vortex. And so I had requested the benevolent outcome for Theo to show up in one of my photographs. So my wife was taking three or four pictures of me meditating on the side of the creek. And in one of the photos, there is this wispy gray, well, it's Theo, but keep in mind, Theo has never had a life on Earth. So he doesn't look like our guides. Our guides have a form. They're orbs. They're blue or red or green or whatever. And we have guides that assist us too. But Theo has no form. And if he really did it, he said he would burn me up. So that was as good as he could do for the photograph.
You just mentioned it, guides, spirit guides, and guardian angels. What is the difference?
Well, okay, a guardian angel, as I mentioned, has never had a life on Earth and never will, okay? And our guides all have had lives on Earth, and you will have typically one main guide that's a member of your soul cluster. That's that group of six.
That's true, and you can tell by your guide if you're serious about it, and this is what he sounds like.
And you'd never be able to get out again, no matter how much rocket power you used.
What are you doing? We're right in the middle of this winter. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
12 soul fragments of having lives on Earth. So you'll have a main guide that really knows you because we're both from the same soul. And then you'll have other guides that come and go depending on what you're doing in life.
I guess the big question, and many people ask this, and you're the expert at it, how do I connect with my guides or particularly my guardian angels?
Sure. First of all, you know, as I said, we can't pronounce angelic names, but you can say out loud, guardian angel, what name shall I call you? Now, you may immediately get a name. You know, didn't happen for me. It took a couple of weeks. But suddenly you'll come up with a name that you can address your guardian angel as. And you could say, you know, you can ask your guardian angel questions but especially when you start requesting benevolent outcomes, those requests go directly to your guardian angel. Now, that's my belief. Some people would say, no, it only goes to God, or it only goes to Jesus or Muhammad or whoever deity you believe in. But I've been told that there's these golden light beings that help us throughout life, and we just have to ask for the help.
You speak about benevolent outcomes. What does this mean?
You can request benevolent outcomes in your life. And I had tried the law of attraction and all this other different stuff, but nothing was working right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would work a little bit, but then it wouldn't work. And I'm frustrated saying, well, I got to keep looking. And so eventually I said, oh, that sounds interesting. So I started trying it out. And I just started from one simple sentence where you can request benevolent outcomes in your life. And I started requesting little things like a parking space in front of a restaurant, or my drive to the post office or grocery store, you know, finding all the things I needed at the grocery store. I requested most benevolent outcome for my drive from my house to the grocery store. I requested most benevolent outcome for parking close to the entrance. I requested most benevolent outcome for finding everything I need easily, and a most benevolent outcome for a quick checkout, and then a most benevolent outcome for my drive home. So you can see you can do all of these at one time, set it all up for your whole trip.
And to interrupt, but you have some rules as well for asking.
Yeah.
Or tips, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, first of all, one of the rules I use is to tell people, start with the mundane requests, you know, those trips and a seat on a bus or a train, or, you know, however you get to work, or you can request a benevolent outcome for your meeting at work to go smoothly. And, you know, there's so many different things. I had a gentleman from Auckland, New Zealand, and on his first day, he just started requesting benevolent outcomes, and it was bang, 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 one after another worked for him. And he was just amazed. So that's the way it happens to people. You just find it amazing that they help you. And you have to understand, another rule would be it has to be benevolent for not only you, but everyone in the request. So as an example, a soldier couldn't say, oh, I request the most benevolent outcome to kill my enemy before he kills me. But if he were to say, I request the most benevolent outcome for on patrol for me to get back to camp with no incidents, then it'll be an easy, boring patrol. So that's the way things work. It has to be benevolent for everybody in the request. And it doesn't seem like you immediately get the request, then it's probably because there's something better coming along for you that you just don't know about. Okay? So, and it has, MBOs, most benevolent outcomes, are specifically for you. When you want to request something for someone else, it's done in the form of a benevolent prayer. So I started out in my book one calling living prayers. That's the way I'd first been told. But I changed. I said, there's got to be one sentence just like I request the most benevolent outcome for blank, 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 thank you. It's got to be something simple for benevolent prayers. And so I finally came up with, I ask any and all beings to aid, comfort, and assist, or I ask any and all beings to blank, 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 thank you. If it's for someone else, it could be a person, it could be an animal. You know, it's just a wide range of benevolent prayers that you can say. Another rule is that you have to say these out loud, okay? Because scientists had not yet rediscovered, because it was used in ancient times, they have not yet rediscovered the power of the vocal voice, okay? So as an example, not too long ago, I was told that these heady blocks for the Egyptian pyramids were done by groups of several hundred people, because they'd have to do this all day long and strain their voices. They would make a sound, and that would lift the blocks off the ground, and they'd move them to the pyramids in that fashion. We just haven't rediscovered that yet.
Yes. Fantastic tip. So obviously not to cause harm to anyone else. And also people often say, I pray or quest from God or the angels, mm-hmm. and I don't receive it. So as you mentioned, keep positive, and there's probably something better coming.
Yes, but also most people just pray silently, and that's not nearly as good as vocal.
That's
okay?
Really interesting.
Let's just say someone goes to church, and typically they'll be up at front saying, well, Brother George is in the hospital, and Sister Mary is sick at home, and so on. And if everybody were to join together and to pray for those people out loud with the person up front saying, okay, I request, I ask any and all beings to aid, comfort, and assist in Brother George in getting the best treatments for his condition that will bring him back to full health and he can leave the hospital. Thank you. And then you go to Sister Mary. So you see, everybody is repeating that same prayer together, and it's like a crescendo effect.
Yes, the power of prayer is incredible. You also talk about angelic guidance with animal companions. Do you mind talking a little bit about this?
Sure. That's my newest book.
What is that? Do you want to hold it up?
It's The Gentle Way with Pets, and it's a continuation of my Gentle Way series, but this time I started... Not only do I go through tons of different kinds of benevolent outcomes that you can request. You can request a benevolent outcome for the perfect pet, perfect dog, perfect cat, whatever kind of pet you want. And you can request a benevolent outcome to buy the perfect beds or the perfect food for them. You can request a benevolent outcome for when you need to go and have a checkup to request a benevolent outcome, to request a perfect vet for your dog or cat or whatever, and especially if your dog or cat is hurt, you can request benevolent outcomes for them to get well, or you can also say there's a benevolent prayer for them to get well. One of my dogs tore her ligament chasing back and forth along a fence with a dog that lives behind us, tore her ligament. So we requested a benevolent outcome, and, you know, we were having one vet say that we probably needed to have her have surgery, but then we discovered that there was a veterinary place that did therapy, and so she's getting therapy, and slowly but surely she's been putting weight on her back leg and walking. Not there yet. It supposedly takes up to 6 months, but that's something you can do that's great for you and great for your animal companions, and you can even request when your dog transitions, then you can request a benevolent outcome for your dog or cat or pet to return for another life with you. Because typically those dogs and cats have already been with you in other lives. But when you request a benevolent outcome for them, as Theo says, he takes it to a higher level, and he says it's just about guaranteed that you will get your pet back to you for another life.
I love that. I've just got goosebumps. That's beautiful. Very interesting. My final question is, how can we live our best life?
Oh, well, the best life is to be compassionate and be loving to everyone, and no matter their race or political views or anything, you know, just be compassionate and loving, and then request benevolent outcomes, because it takes away the fear and stress of our lives, and it just makes it so much easier to get through.
Wonderful, wonderful. I will put a link in the show notes for everyone that's watching to go to your website, and I encourage them to sign up for your free newsletter. Tom, on a final note, is there anything you'd like to share with the Passion Harvest audience that I haven't asked you?
I've had two or three conversations with Creator. Creator says that Creator can have trillions of conversations of all types beyond our understanding, all going on at the same time. So if you ever want to converse with Creator in meditation, you can. You just say, may I speak to Creator? But I'd start with your own guardian angel. If you're gonna start communicating with spirit, start with your own guardian angel. Surround yourself with a bubble of white light for protection. And then as you put yourself down into an alternate state of being, just say, I'd like to speak to my guardian angel. And you'll hear, I'm here.
I love that. And it's incredible how you've explored and expressed that today, how completely guided we are, can be guided, and how protected we are if we choose to follow that and ask for it.
Theo says for me to tell everyone, you are dearly loved. Okay? Pass that along to everybody. You are dearly loved. And we will do anything that we can for you, as long as it's on your soul path or your soul contract, as it's called. So in other words, if you ask to win the lottery, maybe that's not on your soul path. So there are certain things that may not be on your soul path.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you so much for being on Passion Harvest. I'm going
to have you. There you go. And to clarify it, all I have to say, and to clarify it, in just in case you didn't understand, here's a little clarity.
It sounded a little religious to me.
Yeah, well, guardian angel for you, you know, it is a type of angel that is assigned to protect and guide a particular person, group, or nation. Its belief in a totalitarian being can be traced throughout antiquity. Same thing. Thank you, my guardian angel. My guardian angel happened to be vaping. Guardian angel, just a second. Angel.
So you're coming to the falls, eh?
I will be coming to the falls. But the idea of angels that guard over people, now I can imagine. Now, do you and John sleep in the same bed?
No.
All right. Well, I hope John doesn't come in, because sometimes I'm not dressed. You know what I mean? The idea of angels that guard over people played a major role in ancient Judaism and also in Christianity. The hierarchy of the angels was extensively developed in the 5th century by a pseudo, I can't even pronounce the other word. So it's an idea. Are guardian angels real? Yes, I think there are. I think what I got out of it is that there's power in prayer. There's power in faith, power in belief. And if you believe that
now,
you do have a guardian, well, go ahead, Pat.
One thing is, if you're not religious, And there's a belief called creative visualization where you can state what you want to have happen, and you can write it down or just not pray for it, because I hate to use that word, but, you know, try to line yourself up for it. And but it's not religious in any way.
Right. And it's not. And they're assigned to a person to the end of their days. And I wonder who assigns them. People say God or Holy Father. I don't know who assigns the guardian angel. And who do they pick? What angel? Because there's many angels that they assign to. But he is Tom Moore. That's the person. He is a very interesting. He is a very interesting. But he's kind of vague to me. You know, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. And I expected more. I expected more out of him. But there you go. He says if you meditate, and you meditate a lot, you can ask your guardian angel, and they will say to you. I don't know about that, because one time he says that we don't have the vocal cords to talk to our guardian angel. So how would we have the mindset to understand a guardian angel? There's a lot of questions I have. Do I believe in guardian angels? I do believe there is, when you get close to a passing, and I've seen it, I've talked to people, and I mean, I did years of research. This is not just a whim. I did it. I talked about it on the show a lot. My father did it. My mother did it. I have friends in Canada who has also did it. Even Pat probably has it, but Pat hasn't gone yet, and that's probably why it hasn't really happened to her. But there is a source, or there is an energy that will take you and lead you. I told the story about people who are suffering when they said they're ready to go. There's been stories where people says, I'm ready to go now, and they pass within 10 minutes after they say it. That's real. Yeah. I have seen people talk to people who have passed. My mother did it, who talked to her sisters, and they had conversation who passed before her, and they have real conversations. I have talked to other people in Canada, nurses in Canada and everything, and they said yes. And one particular thing, she said that her father was, she's a nurse, RN in Canada, and she said her father was near death, and then he talked to her and everything, and the nurse slowly put her hand in his hand and says, you can go now, and he passed. I do believe in there's a will to live. And some people stay beyond the will to live and conquer that. So I do believe that when it is time that somebody comes, something comes, and they guide you to where you're supposed to be. That's the bottom line. I believe in that, Pat. I believe in that, Melissa. What do you guys do? You got 1 minute to comment on it. Do you believe that too?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Sure, yeah.
And this is the happy song of it. Listen, here you go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's another one, Pat. Oh, my God.
Yep, I know. You should be taking my advice for what to play.
Sometimes. Yeah, right.
There you go. Beautiful song. I can hear Melissa's dog.
Oh! Are you alone right now?
I am alone right now.
That's what I figured.
You know what I used. Oh, you know what I used to do when I'm alone? I told this story that I like to go into a closet, Pat. I like to go in the closet. It has to be a dark closet, and I sit there, and that's what I do.
Take or leave it if
What show was that off? MASH?
I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I someday play.
Yeah, I think it was MASH.
So that's all I have to say.
Song. That's a beautiful song. That's one beautiful song. There you go. Pat, do you believe in suicide?
Pardon?
Do you believe in suicide?
Yes, I do. What happened?
Do you believe that if a person takes its own life, they would be punished in the afterlife?
No.
I don't either.
I think that's just BS.
So if a person takes their own life, they're just going to another spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, there you go. There's a lot of people. I think, you know, in one's life, I think it's normal that one in one lifetime that they think about suicide once in a while, don't you think?
Oh, I would say so, but I was in pain for many years, and
right.
I was definitely suicidal for about 15 years.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, we think about it. We think about it. But there are facts about suicide that people don't realize, you know, you know, many factors can increase the risk. These are the factors that can increase the risk of suicide or protect ones against it. Suicide is connected to other forms of injury and violence. Okay, I disagree with that. For example, people who have experienced violence, including child abuse, bullying, or sexual violence, have a higher suicide risk. Being connected to family and community support and then having easy access to health care can decrease suicidal thoughts. But listen to this. Suicide rates increases approximately 36% from 2021. Suicide was responsible for 48,183 deaths in 2021. 48,000.
I'm not surprised.
Right. And suicide affects all ages in 20. Suicide was among the top 9 leading causes of death for people 10 to 64.
Well.
Suicide was the second leading cause of death for people 10 to 14. 10 to 14. It was the second leading cause of death. 10 years old when you're thinking about suicide.
I was 7.
You were 7? Wow. And
I didn't
what I
have
did not,
a good time as a kid.
I know. But, you know, I didn't know that they break it down by race and ethnicity. The groups with the highest rates are non-Hispanic, African, Indian, Hispanic, American Indian, Alaskan Native, and people followed by non-Hispanic white people. Other Americans with higher than average rates of suicide are veterans, people who live in rural areas, and workers in certain industries, and people who host a blog talk radio show. Wow.
There you go. Watch out.
Wow. And then there's people who identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual have higher prevalence of suicidal thoughts and behavior compared to their peers. Why is that?
Because
they don't fit into the cog.
Much angst about it for so long.
Yeah, because they're different. They don't fit into the cog of society, and they feel like they're an outcast
or
that people can't relate to. Yeah, could relate to that. Mm. How to prevent suicide is get a tarot card reading once a week. Unless the
yeah.
tarot card reader says, well, there's no future here. See you later. That's it. That's it for the show. Is that here's one thing. You guys, I don't know if you're into, are you guys into WWE? Have you guys ever heard of the Undertaker in World Wrestling?
Oh, my God,
have you ever
No.
No, you never? No, you haven't? Well,
that's
he's
a mental midget.
Well, I'm only 3'2". But there was a wrestler called The Undertaker. Very menacing wrestler. He was there for a while. All of a sudden, he took off his Undertaker's mask and everything, and now he's giving his life to Jesus.
Good for him.
Oh, my.
And let's see. Here's what he has to say.
I think the greatest thing that you've ever done for me, though, is restore my relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think the greatest thing that you've ever...
There you go.
Oh, my.
There you go.
I don't even know what to say. I don't
imaginary know people strike again.
Yeah.
It's this wrestling thing is like this big drama skit that they do, you know. And you know
sure,
there's a big part of Trump. Trump is a part of the WWE shit.
Yeah. You know it's damaging because let me see. Hulk Hogan.
I don't know if either one of you are familiar with Louise Hay. How about you, Pat?
Pardon?
Are you familiar
Sorry, I
with
wasn't
Louise?
Paying attention for a minute.
Louise Hay, which she's a metaphysical teacher. She's passed away. And she wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. Most people have heard of it, but some haven't. And it talks about all the causations in your mind for every dis-ease that we create in our bodies. And suicide,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good, Pat, is black and white thinking.
Oh, mine was twisty thinking.
Yeah.
Mine
black
was really twisty.
Wow.
And then there's an affirmation that goes along with every dis-ease that we create in our, because I believe we all create what happens to us. That's what I believe. I know it's not easy to think about, but.
If I thought that, I'd have to go shoot myself, because nobody
would
do
want you to do that.
Themselves on
we don't
purpose.
Want you to do that. Well.
Well, we don't. Well, here you go, Pat. Here's a preview.
Uh-oh.
Pat, stay still.
Stop that. Right now. That's his crazy sense of humor. It's all right. It's all right. You know? If you can't laugh,
I thought
right?
it was funny.
If you can't laugh, we'd cry.
Well, you know, we're here for a short period.
The doctors kept asking me if I had a plan, and I said, yeah, I'm not going to tell you. You know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you think I'm going to tell you?
I know.
Wow.
You know what'd be creepy? You know what's creepy? I thought about this the other day. That when I'm gone, let's say I'm gone tomorrow or whatever. Let's just say I passed, right? That you, can you imagine, I got like a lot of shows, of years of shows. Can you imagine if you guys miss me that you can go back and listen to my show and I'm alive?
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously.
Why not?
If you played the show from the beginning, the first show till now, it's like, and they're every day. I mean, the shows when I first started, they were every day. They're not like so sporadic as they are now. You would finish the show in 10 years. You can go, and like tomorrow you can listen to the show in the beginning, and I'm here. Of course, it'll be weird when you hear yourself, Brian, and it's like, wait a minute. Because then you lose the fantasy.
I hate myself.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Well, you're good. You're good.
No,
you're
I hate it. I really do.
Well, listen, I mean, when you talk, you kind of sound like this.
There I am.
I'm sorry. I'll quit playing it.
There I am.
It makes me laugh. Yeah, but that's weird because I left the legacy of it, you know? So that's funny.
Yeah.
What are you going to hear? But then you hear the transformation of my voice to the beginning to the end. It's like, okay, this is year 2000. 2000 whatever, or 2018, and then my voice changed in 2020. The guest has changed. I have changed.
The hawk took over.
The hawk! Greetings
the hawk.
And salutations.
Sebastian Gorda. That was Gordo. A fun time.
We had some classic Pat on this show that just made us just laugh. Have you ever found, this guy makes me laugh. When I look at some goofy people, and I never heard people enjoy a hamburger, and it's always made me laugh. So I have never seen this place. I've never been to this place. It's called, what is it called? Five Guys? Have you guys ever heard of a restaurant called
Five
Guys?
Oh, I love Five Guys. It's so good.
Melissa, they're so expensive. I was going, I mean, $8 for a hamburger? Okay, well,
I got four of the worst tacos at Taco Bell yesterday, and they were $14.
$14. Yes.
They were shipping to Cerro Hondo.
Yes. Yes.
Two went in the trash. Oliver said that his looked like dog food.
Yes.
I said, okay. Yeah.
It's horrible. I don't even know what meat that they have in there.
I laugh at
this song. Tell me if you can find, and we're almost off, but tell me if you can find the racist stuff. This is really funny. This is really, just give me a minute. Like, listen to this. It's only 2 minutes. Listen to this. Here you go. Two black guys in the neighborhood. It's one of my best. Listen to this.
Another brother move into the neighborhood. Hey, man, it's good to have you over. And I think that you will dig this. Hey.
Huh?
Nice guitar collection.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, you want to hear something?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's get this
Well, I'm just a good old American boy with a heart that's red, white, and true. Dreaming of the girl with the red hair and freckles in her eyes like the skies of blue.
Country music.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, you know, so.
All right.
And keep her safe from the homies in the wrong side of town where they're smoking the reefer and acting like clowns. Keep that pretty white dress from getting dirty and brown, cause that's the American way.
Woo! Oh. Pretty racist song.
Racist against who?
Oh, black people.
Black people? But I'm black.
Well, keeping the redheaded girl away from the homies on the wrong side of town.
Homies? Come on, brother. There's all kinds of homies. You know, you white homies, Asian homies.
No, homies are black.
No, I think you're making them black, man. I mean, I think that's your stuff. You hear the twang, and then you assume that it's racist.
But that's just what country music is like. Here, look, you're going to like this one. You'll like this one.
All right.
Some folks wear their hats way off to the side with their pants down low and a gun tucked inside. Take their beer by the 40 and their chicken deep fried. I think we all know who we're talking about. The only dark I like is when I turn off the lights. The only hood I love is pointy and white pants. Trust you if I can't see your face at night. I think we all know who we're talking about.
Hey, stop that. That's racist.
What's what? What is racist about it?
The only hood I love is pointy and white?
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about the Klan, man.
The Ku Klux Klan? Are you outside of your mind? That's traditional country music imagery, man, like a pickup truck or Sleeping Under the Stars or your dog got killed or your wife left you. Same thing.
I would have been fine with any of those things.
What is the difference between those things and what is in the song?
They're not racial.
Hey, you know what? Can I just say something, man? I'm just going to be frank. You're getting a little, like, Al Sharpton, like, Farrakhan on me right now, man.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Dude, please. Hey, give me, can I do one more? Let me just do one more, dog. I absolutely promise you that this song is not racist, and it's impossible for you to misinterpret it as such.
Okay, it seems like you're about to sing the most racist song so far.
I'm not.
Hide it, light it, light it. Get me a rope and tie me a tree.
Okay, I'm out.
Come on, man. Hey. Over here trying to sing about a tire swing. Right off an entire genre of music.
The banjos are strumming and the drums are a-banging. Let's get the boys together and have ourselves a-hanging. Oh, damn.
Now I see it. Now I see it.
I love those guys. I love those guys.
You would.
I do. I love everything that's wrong. You know, when we watch, and Melissa said it, when you watch, you know, the WWF or wrestling, right? And you think about those boys, and we're talking about health. And, you know, Hulk Hogan, who was a wrestler, they asked about his health problem that he was playing, he was doing wrestling, and he's doing well. People thought he was paralyzed. He had a recent back surgery. He had his nerves cut from his lower body. Can you imagine all of your lower body, your nerves are cut? He's able to walk without a cane. According to fellow wrestler Kurt Angle, Hogan no longer has feeling. He has no feeling in his legs. No feeling in his legs. But this claim has been dismissed by Hogan's representative. Hogan is dependent on physical therapy for over 5 days a week and has physical challenges. These are the things that does it. And Ric Flair was another wrestler who has some big problems, too. So you know what? I mean, all that, when they say that wrestling is fake, it kind of is supposed to be, but those falls are serious. Like Ric Flair, he recently had an update on Hogan's health, too, but he's doing well. But another health is Ric Flair has his problems. So they all have these problems. You know, when you go to sports, I was watching football. I played it. They say the average running back lasts 3.2 years. We're talking American football. When they come out, they're basically handicapped with their shoulders and their back and their knees and operations and bone and ACLs. You go in and you start having that when you're whatever, 22, and you come out 30, and you're walking with a limp and you're handicapped. And they have a thing going on here that I am for. I've been saying this for years and years and years. Nobody listens. I am so against kids playing football. I don't think they should start playing football until age 16. So they have it here that they have a bill going on in California right now that kids cannot play tackle football at a young age. And this is to protect them because they found out that kids are having CT scans and there's some brain injury. Kids are having brain injury from football.
Yeah.
So, So they put this law in, and now they're being sued. And you know who they're being sued by? Fellow coaches of the football team for little kids, saying, that's not right. Kids should be playing what they should be playing, and you cannot take football away from America. And the doctors are saying, we have children who are 12 years old having brain injuries from it. They said football is football. So they're being sued by football coaches. There you go. There you have it. There you have it.
I wouldn't let my son play those games.
Exactly. Because he'll be saying, he'll be talking like this.
Once you pass a certain critical point.
And that's what he'll be talking like. You go, what? 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 I wouldn't want, Oliver, I would not want you to play football. Do not play football. Do not play football. If you're going to play football, play England football, European football, soccer. That's the
football. Oh, they can be pretty brutal, too. We watch that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, they get elbows in the head, head in the head, knees in the head. Feet, like, with cleats on their legs. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is.
They get banged
one time
up.
I got...
Yeah, they end up having to wear face masks from broken bones. And...
Yeah. One time I got chapped lips being on a talk show, like doing blog talk. It got a little cut. Got a little cut on my lips. It got all dry, and you get that cut on your lip. Ow!
Oh, I hate that.
Here's one for you, Brian. It's winter. Have you ever stuck your tongue on a metal pole by accident?
I did not, but have you,
no,
Melissa?
No. You know what I did? You remember as a kid that your mother might have had metal ice cube trays?
Yes.
Remember
I was getting ready to say it. I did
the
same thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's the only thing I did was wow.
We had so many more hazards up here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. No, no.
I think every Canadian kid has stuck their tongue to something at one point.
Did they really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's just a thing when you're a kid.
I once stuck my tongue in my girlfriend's vagina.
Oh, come on.
You always tell us that.
Well, aren't we talking about getting our tongue stuck? She had Kegel
muscles.
Come on.
Come on.
Let go of my back. Back.
Come on.
Melissa.
It's impossible to get stuck that way, dear.
No, it's not. She tying those muscles up and lip it. What was that? That guy by God. You know, I know. One time I got my penis stuck in my zipper.
Oh.
It was the worst pain I ever felt. Yeah. You couldn't peel back the zipper because of the pain. You couldn't go forward.
That's when you have to bite the bullet and pull down?
Yes. Yes, you do. And it was really embarrassing when I took a shower in high school and I had a Band-Aid on it. What happened to you, Brian? Nothing. Love you guys.
A Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, Band-Aid. It was a Flintstone Band-Aid, too.
We're going to take a day off tomorrow?
Yes, sweetheart, I can hear you.
Are you going to take a day off tomorrow? Okay.
No, no. Why? No, I don't think so. How come? Is tomorrow holiday?
No.
I'll be up tomorrow.
No, I'm up tomorrow, baby. I'm by myself. I have nothing else to do.
Oh,
Ellen
that's
Ellen was supposed to come on the show today.
Okay.
What time are you going to be on tomorrow, Brian?
Well, I have nobody here, so... I don't know. 7 o'clock my time, because I don't sleep anymore. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock my time.
Maybe Ellen will come tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
Huh, kiddo?
Maybe Ellen will come tomorrow.
No, she goes, well, I don't know. I don't know. What is the weather like where you are, Melissa? Is it raining or is it cold? What's going on there?
It's free. It's like 30, and we're going to have a little bit of snow tomorrow.
Just a little bit. God, that's unusual. You guys should be, you know, full
but
snow.
We should be
full snow, too.
We had a flip last weekend, and all that rain we had washed it away.
All the snow missed me.
Yeah.
All the snow missed you.
It did.
No,
it flew right by.
Oh, did it? Because I heard, like it's 7 degrees over there right now. It missed you?
It missed me. It blew around us.
A
lot it happens
of
all the time.
It's cold, Brian. It won't snow.
Well, in California, believe it or not, at night it gets to 39 degrees, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you guys remember the actor James Wood?
Yep.
Yeah.
He posted something about Hillary Clinton, saying she was within inches of stealing the presidency of the United States while running the biggest election fraud in history. James Wood.
He's gross.
He is.
His skin is all pockmarked.
Did you see him? Yeah, did you see him recently? Wow.
No. He's gross.
Wow.
Well, Brian, if you're really bored tonight, I'm hanging around till the middle of the night, so.
If you want to call a message. I will message you. I got to warn you, I will be naked.
Like it makes a difference.
It's like, yeah, I know, you can't say, okay, try for FaceTime. Ah! Hello. Is that your face, Brian? Oh, my eyes, I can never see again. Help me, Lord, help me see. You'll be using your cat as a guide animal. You're the only one that has a cat, guide cat. Show me the way, Fred, show me the way. All right, love you.
Well,
love you guys. You have a great night. Thank you for coming in. The lovely Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Melissa. Bye, Oliver. Bye, Pat. See you later.
Bye, dear.
Bye, sweetheart. See you later.